Warhammer 40K Redemption, a Savage Worlds campaign from the mind that brought you Wizards College. Orcs, demons, chaos, it's all in a day's work in Warhammer 40K. Can our heroes uncover ancient prophecies, defeat powerful villains, and stay alive while doing it?
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. With a huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
Go into the compound, or we had just gone into this hive.
You guys were heading... You guys had successfully made it to hive 13.
Snurfleben.
Right. After seeing...
Having scouted some stuff out and realizing these orcs are doing really non-orky stuff.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Like digging.
And we've decided to become merchants and move to Arrakis. Yes.
That's right.
Wait a minute. There's Arrakis in this?
There is now.
Oh, hey.
But how are we going to get there? The damn...
It's like we have to go through the maw and we don't have a spaceship.
I start chanting Jai Halut. Does anything happen?
Yeah. What do you...
I want to be a Sotokai.
Jai Halut. That would
be you're already trying to be a space marine. That's pretty much the closest we've got.
I don't know, Fremen or worse.
Well, yeah, but that doesn't mean that, you know.
My knife, it defeats your guns. Shanky, shanky.
Well,
I have a new character concept.
Like,
I want to be one of the
Sotokar. Like, ah, we'll come in with guns. And the Fremen are like, and we're one with the desert. And the Sotokar walk by.
Right, Ethan, roll initiative.
Boom!
He always does that in the start of combat.
That's what Fremen child would do. Take a knife and begin killing
people next to each other.
Alright.
That is awesome.
By the way, I'd like to remind everyone to be sure to pre-register for CanCon now.
Yes, pre-register for CanCon. Because CanCon is where all the cool people are.
Like we said in the podcast, if someone donates $100 and mentions that we talked about it on the podcast, not only will they might possibly get a signed copy of Ethan's Freedom City.
Panties?
Justice City.
Justice City, sorry. Justice City.
Yes, we'll get signed panties.
I'll also actually get off my lazy ass and draw something.
Nathan's panties!
Yeah.
Left for $100, get Ethan and Nathan's panties and make your own fanfic.
There might even be my signature on there. We don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, no. I think the fanfic might work better. Anywho.
No, I've seen fanfics. That's not a good idea.
And for any listeners that they have left by now.
Carrying on.
All right. You guys had arrived at Hive 13. Completed your successful scouting.
I don't know if I would
On the side note, we didn't actually start posting this game today.
Oh,
so.
Yeah, I saw. I was like, look at Ethan's Facebook. There's that game that I gave him 2 weeks ago. There's that one. There's that one. There's that. They've all been.
It's kind of what happens. I'm like, I'll deal with that later. I'm like, okay, I should do some editing. Holy crap, I've got 15 things to post.
All right.
For some reason, I feel like I should have done this earlier. Ah, fuck it.
So we arrived. We got ushered in after giving our credentials. Then what happens?
Basically, as you guys head into the camp, you know, you'll see thousands upon thousands of Imperial Guard. You'll actually notice a well-funded actual group as opposed to your little...
Oh my god, do we have a Hellhound tank?
Yeah, Hellhounds run by, then a Layman Ross, then a Basilisk, then a Baneblade.
A Baneblade?
For those of you
so like the world
shakes. You want one.
for what a Baneblade is just imagine something that, you know, this house... Take about three of these, make it that long, put some really big cannons on it.
Do you remember the Devastator tank from Dune 2?
I'm sure that'd be really helpful with the holding your arms apart for the people listening along at home.
It's that big.
It's like I think it's 400 feet long by 250 feet wide.
Bigger than the red box.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's pretty
huge.
Yeah, Bane Blades are nasty big. It's like they're world crackers.
But of course, small block.
As you guys, of course, come under the reflective dome that Hive 13 has put out, you go, of course, you just kind of like the little fireworks are going off in the sky as orc rockets and sometimes orcs themselves are hitting the reflective shield.
That is awesome!
Nope, that's pretty fucking huge.
Yeah. Clay, are you looking it up on your notebook?
Well, that's a chaos one.
Madre de Dios!
It's about the same thing.
Yeah.
It's motherfucking big.
So.
Absolutely a must-have when you need to kill every motherfucker on the planet.
Except no substitutes.
All right. And basically, they come to the, all right, you there, who the hell are you guys go there.
We're the people that actually succeeded our missions.
He's lucky.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Hobbs is still alive.
Barely. Where's our cool cards?
Unfortunately, I didn't get them this week.
Oh, we were robbed.
Is that a dagger in my back?
Then why are you clinging to your front?
Because it went all the way through. That's the only thing I can grab. Let's face it, I have no backward motion. I couldn't grab it in my back. Twist the knife between my shoulder blades. Ass.
Thank you. Okay, so,
carrying on. We have a new assignment? We have cigarettes?
Don't die.
Set up camp. Set up your guys' camp.
As a follow-up. I claim this camp in the name of Spain. Now,
4 minutes later. So,
now all goes. You sit down. I need to go report.
Okay, we sit.
I sit well.
I would assume, what's his name and I probably should report to...
Razorus,
thank you.
Speaking of which, as you're asking to run it about, you know, fellow space marines,
we should report into the Space Marines command here, too.
Mm-hmm. Let me load up his name.
Peanut butter.
Julio Juan Hernandez Esteban Garcia de la Vega III.
Remember, every time you introduce him, he has to...
Scoutmaster Arcanus. And his right-hand man, brother,
what's
Mathis.
His, say his name again.
Arcanus.
A-R-K...
He's an anus.
A-N-O-U-S.
He's a space marine.
I have Scoutmaster. And you do address him as Scoutmaster.
Scoutmaster. And Razorus is the other dude, right?
Razorus is your... Basically, slightly ahead of you. And then Scoutmaster's right-hand man is Brother Mathis.
Well, we're going to go... Mathis. Okay, we're going to go report in. I'm assuming that's probably
God,
what
he's gone.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we're going to go report to some real soldiers. Now,
take off my helmet for the first time since we started this stupid mission.
Yeah, it's more like... Oh, God. There's a
wash
layer.
Wash your hair.
Yep, there's a layer of skin in there.
Uh-huh. Like...
Here you go. It's like all flat.
Poof!
Totally got the 70s fro. You're like...
It's like, whoa, it wasn't like that when I put the helmet on.
So, yeah, well...
Chaos does weird things, man.
He's totally less creepy with a fro. Get the hell out.
Take my helmet off and...
You do indeed find that there are three other space marines, but apparently Scoutmaster Arcanus and Mathis are currently speaking with the high commander of the planet.
I figure they're busy folks.
Yes, being space marines, their advice is greatly needed. The other space marines are like, you're alive!
Damn!
Yes, sir?
You owe me 20 quid.
Ah! Not bad. What happened to your carapace armor?
Never had any, sir.
Oh, that's right. That's right. We should see about that.
That'd be nice, sir.
Yeah.
But we need to make a report about orc activity. We've done some scouting on our way in.
It's like, oh. Explain to that servitor. Now, for those of you who don't know what a servitor is, imagine a completely lobotomized human that is still kept, mechanically moving by robotics. Bad, crude robotics.
They're hooked up into like a Hive computer, aren't they?
They're basically, they're human computers because brains can store more stuff more efficiently.
Why would they? What's the point?
Humans are cheaper, easier to produce. In addition, they
and more fun.
In addition, since a lot of technology has been lost to humanity, they don't simply have the computer processing power any more than a human brain does.
Okay. Technically, we don't now, but...
Well.
Anyway.
There's that whole politics thing right now.
For those of you who can't see,
always creep me out.
All right. Andre is doing a very creepy stare, presumably playing the part of a servitor.
Assuming I need to just tell it what's going on, or I will do so.
This one actually uses our interface.
Kind of takes and twists its ear a little.
I'm pretty sure if that could speak, that would say, "Kill me!"
So, it doesn't need to speak to that.
Once you're done kind of reporting, you can see that its eyes kind of go glaze over as though it's processing something, and then it kind of starts drooling a little.
Where's the RS-232 cable interface at? I don't want to know.
Cold, pallid, dead flesh, basically.
Creepy.
And then, clumsily...
I will, of course, also report how effective this unit has been.
You get it.
Very.
You give the Scratch Company their kudos.
Yes. Like, oh, and these Imperial dogs that we've been running around with are actually pretty good. They're like the only good ones here. It's amazing.
Somewhere in the core worlds, one of the main planets blows up from the improbability of that actually ever happening.
I know.
His thumb scratch somewhere. Oh! It's impossible! He throws himself down a shaft.
Yeah. Oh, right, elsewhere, some astropath is receiving a message. His head also explodes for unrelated reasons. Because they just do that sometimes.
it's the chaos storm.
Mm-hmm. You, of course, you know, once again, are being kind of left largely alone. But a lot of the people here seem actually slightly less creeped out of you than your Scratch Company does. Most of them kind of do the, "Oh, you're a psyker." All right.
I'm probably getting a lot more trouble for doing something bad here.
You're of course the one who's left with Hobbs and Harrison, who has to set up the camp with you. But of course, you'll notice that for some reason
this is the most relaxed I've been in weeks.
Smokes.
Oh God, yes.
Tie three together, light all three.
You know, smoking is bad for
you.
Exhale. Savoring the flavor.
You're turning gray.
A bit of lung leaks out his ear.
Sure, that's not normal.
But Nathan, you get this awkward feeling that you're being watched a lot. And whenever you kind of turn, you notice a bunch of the, like, worker girls from... the hive are kind of staring at you from behind the barricade.
It's the afro. Totally
the afro. The afro. Yeah. Well, actually, would have been funnier to pull out the helmet. It's like...
beautiful golden locks.
Yeah, you know, that would have been funnier, but I like the afro idea better.
Do you whip your hair back and forth?
Yeah, all the women go... the knees give out.
And the quartermaster.
Wait, sorry.
It's like, damn.
Well, he just kind of goes into a trance for a little while, and he's like, "I ain't gay." Oh, sorry. Back to work.
Booby trap.
No.
I didn't come any feet. I swear.
Yeah.
I'll, yeah.
Woo! Take off your shirt.
With the body armor. Yeah, I don't think.
You're the one who took attractive. Anywho.
Well, that's true.
Yeah, attractive and brawny.
Yeah. It's like, I stop for a second when they
I have to go this way. What's over
there?
Have you seen my beach ball?
Have you seen what's going on over there?
Have you got your tickets?
To the gun show!
You guys are basically left to your own devices to rest and actually recoup for about a solid 8 hours before...
I actually take one of your cigarettes.
You come back with a bloody stone.
Well, I would have got one, so I just grab one. I take a cigarette. I grab one from the pile. And
suddenly you're smoking a finger.
My first reaction actually would have been to stop you, but then I remembered that he's given me cigarettes in the past, way more than that one, so I can let this one go.
And I only smoke like one and a great once in a while.
Yes.
So. Like, thanks for the cigarette.
After 8 long
it's like
hours,
hanging off the lip, you know, the cigarette lip going.
A very irritated and fed up looking Apollo returns. You four, here, now. Thanks to someone's recommendation that somehow went all the way to the top.
Oh, God.
You four have been volunteered for a high priority, high risk, possibly suicide mission.
Grab my helmet.
Space Marine.
Put my helmet back on.
Aww.
Like, re-tighten the armor down, because it was, you know.
You four, and yes, you four, while the rest of us will be staying here at camp, have been selected to do an assassination target.
Why do we need all four, sir?
Yeah, just send him.
Yeah, he's what I do.
He's what I do. I do.
Am I one of these four that's
I
here?
Do
or
okay. That thing. The they said something about training.
Oh, right.
The war boss, who has finally gotten a name, is named Planet Killer.
What?
But he himself has not shown himself from the bulk of the Horde yet. Hmm. However, his lieutenants have. And seeing as how you four have gotten a recommendation from a Space Marine scout.
Yeah, I wonder who that could be.
I don't know.
I'm going to kill you in your sleep.
I might not even wait.
Who's that other guy I saw walking around there?
You guys were given first choice in who
you
are targeting.
Oh, no, that was me. Yeah, that was me.
You have his big mech, Mad-Eye, who takes care of all of the war boss's vehicles. In addition, is known to be a speed freak himself.
Are we talking like a drug speed?
No, speed freak means he likes vehicles.
Oh,
He is obsessed with fast vehicles. He is also one of the people who's been stealing numerous Imperial facilities. Or, you can take care of his weird boy, apparently under the alias of Crazy Cobb. He's at the ruins of Hanover, reportedly doing something unusual.
Yeah, we saw him.
That's that guy we saw, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he's there.
He's a creepy bastard.
And finally, or you could take out his right-hand man, Gut Wrencher, and war boss, sub-boss.
Sir, which would cause the most damage to the Orcish infrastructure?
Well,
it's like, why are we being given a choice?
Yes, the choice is
very unmilitary.
Who does command want us to kill first?
Yeah.
At this point.
Honestly, I think this is some sort of test for you four.
Hmm. Okay, well, what sounds the easiest? Then pick something else.
If you take out Gut Wrencher, you will weaken Orc movements as it's no longer as coordinated. If you take out Crazy Cobb, we'll be able to reestablish communications, because Crazy Cobb's weird psychic aura completely disrupts all of our astropaths.
You think he's the one that's been sending us all those weird mumbly orders?
I have no idea, but it might be him.
Hmm.
Or if you take out Mad-Eye, the Orcish vehicles will start falling into disrepair as one of the few people who actually knows how to repair them will finally be dead. All of them will deal a decisive blow.
Are you feeling shiny today? Do you think it's worth trying to take on another Mad-Eye psychic? Otherwise, we might as well just kill one of the normals.
I'm thinking if we take out and eliminate his right-hand man, we might actually be able to draw out... the big boss.
I feel middle of the road today.
Okay. Well, then why don't we take out the... I kind of want to take out the vehicle guy.
There
might be a spare tank in it
too.
For you.
That's what I was thinking. Maybe get more
or a war truck. That would be fun.
I'm not riding on it, Lydia. I don't trust those things.
I don't either.
I've blown up too many myself with a single bullet.
Or a stiff breeze.
Yeah.
War track would be fun, of course, until we hit the first rock and the thing launched 50 feet into the air and exploded in midair in a spectacular explosion. That might be awesome for the orcs, but it's not awesome for us.
I vote Hobbs gets to drive them.
He's not coming with you. It's you four.
Oh, okay. That's fair.
You're not even coming?
Nope.
Not allowed.
I have been ordered to stay here.
You lucky son of a bitch.
Not what I would call it.
Yep, you get to stay here and cut
fine.
Your bureaucratic
you son
right
of a now. Bitch.
I get to stay here and coordinate.
Ooh. Oh.
Everybody in the army goes, ooh.
I'm so sorry.
Get your hand off me or I will crush with my power claw. Or power fist.
Mm. All right. But I'm sorry.
He was such a good soldier.
If you don't shut your damn face, you will be needing a shovel to remove several non-ass compatible devices from your ass.
Again? Okay.
If you touch me again... God, I hate all of you!
Jesus Christ, what did I do to get that?
You're actually okay. Just don't let it... Don't make a habit of... being
touching you?
Near
I need a cigarette.
Pull another pack out.
Alrighty then. We got one, it sounds like we got one vote for the vehicle guy. What do you say?
You're taking out the vehicle guy, take out some of those rockets? Do you think?
Are some of the rockets vehicles?
They're being launched by vehicles, I'm guessing.
Good enough.
Well, if we can reduce the amount of attack that's actually coming in on here in any way, shape, or form, I say we go for that.
Well, yeah. If we did that, they'll be slower to approach, and we can take more of them out at range.
If we take that guy out, how immediate, though, is that going to be? I mean, knowing Orcish...
It depends on how many explosions we create on the way out.
Yeah.
Good point.
Depending on
so you
how
should
much
stay behind, strapped to the brim with explosives, and hurl yourself at the biggest pile of vehicles you can find.
I'll think about that.
Actually,
last time I tried that, it really didn't work out so well. Yeah.
You just said you're going to think about something. I really don't think that's a very good possibility.
You'll learn that when I say that, I'm really telling you to fuck off. But it's just the polite way, you know.
Mm.
So, you know.
I'll think about that.
So I'll think about it. Yeah.
Huh. So glad I'm not a guy.
Well, depending upon...
Are you sure? I mean, you are a witch.
So depending on the structure and the layout,
you get to pee standing up.
Actually, I don't ever do that.
You don't actually
pee.
Go.
No.
Have you ever tried?
Why?
Do it to him. Practice.
Depending on the layout of how they keep their vehicles, they might keep the munitions nearby. If we can set off the munitions, we might be able to do a severe blow to their vehicle structure, period, in the process of wiping this guy out.
I'm never opposed to more explosions as long as I'm far enough away. All right, vehicle guy, what do we need to know?
All right. Big Mech Mad-Eye. He's located in the east, located in the low hills. His last report to have taken an Imperial installation and converted it and all of its tanks over to Orcish design.
Is that the same one that okay.
Your mission is to eliminate him, eliminate the facility, and eliminate all of the tanks.
Well, we'll be given explosions.
The air wants a big boom.
Being issued to you is a rocket with 10 crack missiles. In addition, all four of you will be issued melta bombs. Be very careful with them.
Yeah, don't drop it down your trousers.
Yeah, that sucks.
Can we drop it down his trousers? It'll probably be safer for all of us.
I can't argue with that, really.
Finally.
Why are you talking?
Because I have a mouth.
Note to self. Next item on the to-do list.
One of you is being issued a single bolt pistol, being handed down from apparently someone who respects you. I don't know who.
A bolt pistol, sir?
A bolt pistol. I don't know why.
But there can't be more than 100 rounds for that gun in the entire solar system.
Did I just tell you I didn't understand? Are you second-guessing me again?
No, sir. I
Run
don't
laps.
Understand either.
Run laps.
Yes, sir. I'm used to running laps.
And
somehow it's all in slow motion. And then, and as he's running by, some water pipe bursts and sends out this spray. And as he's running through, his shirt just like falls off.
The armor explodes.
And the clouds break and sun shines through and there's a rainbow. And
yeah, suddenly there's singing. And someone goes, shit, why is my radio turned off?
All the other pilgrims are like,
and they're just like, dun da 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 da
da da. Like, huh, as the whole camp just grinds to a halt.
Maybe it's making him run the bad.
It's because all the social stuff is now actually coming to effect because you guys are actually around people.
Okay, so we've got all their extra equipment. I'm assuming we're bulleted up and. Do we get any other grenades? Typically we like grenades. They're very helpful.
You have 4 melta bombs. That is what's being issued to you. That's what the quartermaster has issued.
Right.
Be any possibility of getting a little bit heavier las rifles?
You said you have an issue with the las gun, son? Could you hand me the main book? Or the...
No, sir. I'm wondering...
Son, they don't come in any bigger.
Well, not necessarily bigger, sir, as I'm running. Like coming at, not necessarily bigger, sir. No. But maybe a little bit more las.
I think he wants a hell pistol, Sergeant.
No, I don't want a hell pistol. Those things explode.
No, they don't.
I think he wants something more powerful.
You're thinking
than
of a plasma gun.
A laser pointer.
I'm not going to say that, though.
Hell pistol.
I just did.
Hell pistols are like a laser rifle, only with only the power source is a backpack instead of a battery clip at the bottom.
Hey.
They can crack power armor.
Well, all right, so we got a missile launcher with
10 crack
10 crack missiles. Pretty nice.
4 melta bombs.
4 melta bombs.
Per person or just one apiece?
Just one apiece. They any more than that and it becomes a hazard to you, the rest of the team, and the environment itself.
Yeah. Melta bombs will literally eat their way through the planet to the core.
Thermite. Awesome.
In addition, you are being given a bolt pistol with 20 shots.
That's a fifth of all the ammunition in this solar system. That's one hell of a thing. I don't know who's going to use that.
I'm the best shot.
Yeah, but you've also got the
longest range. I'm the second best shot.
True.
I'm probably the worst.
She's already got a big ass sword.
I know. I got a knife.
She's got a sword that goes, what?
That ain't a knife.
Take your
knife.
Big Mick's like, ah, oh, got you now, little one. And she's just like,
ow! That was my armor!
And those are your intestines. Hey, let's play jump rope.
All right, I'll hold this end.
Do you really have to do like the stripper tassel flips?
Yeah, you were just doing that. You weren't even.
You didn't even realize it.
No, I think he just does that by out of habit.
Yes, just Andre's just used to doing it at this point. I'm sure.
Anyway,
got to pay for college somehow.
Okay, that's true.
Man, that's true, especially in this economy.
We have our. Do we have a map of the area? Considering this used to be an Imperial facility.
Yeah, where is it located at and all that?
Fantastic!
It'll take me a second, of course, to draw, but yes.
We each have a melta bomb.
Mm-hmm. That's so disgusting.
The real question is, do you want to carry around the missile launcher, or do you want me to?
I want him to carry it.
I'm pretty much the only person that can carry
this
it without being
heavy.
Hold on.
Without getting encumbered.
Yes.
No.
This arm is heavy. What can I say?
Let me see if I can find the missile launcher. Alright. The rocket launcher and
10 crack missiles.
And 10 crack missiles weighs a total of 35 pounds.
Yeah, I can still carry that and not be encumbered.
Yeah, I can't.
In addition, if you do not have a bipod, it requires at least a D8 strength to be able to use effectively.
Noted. Do we have a bipod?
Yeah. Noted. Do we have a bipod?
I have a D8 strength.
Well, there you go.
He can indeed carry it. Yes.
Do we have a bipod?
Yeah, they get you a bipod.
Okay, great.
We get a bipod. I'm sorry that wasn't in the requisition. You just get the missile launcher.
Yes.
There's a good thing you have that mule there to carry everything for you. Hi, my name is Bob. Short for Beast of Burden. It's nice to meet you all.
There's a reason why it's called the Imperial Bureaucracy. Okay, where did my markers go?
You have markers?
Ah! Becca found
them for
you.
Don't ask where
they were. Whoa.
It's like... Good night, everybody. Like, how did you get those in here? We frisked you. If you frisked me, you would have found it. Okay, that's enough.
What is that from?
Celebrity Jeopardy.
Oh.
1, 2.
Connery had snuck in a permanent marker to deface the scoreboard. It's like, how did you get a marker in here? We frisked you before you came in here. If you had frisked me, you would have found it. I put it in my butt.
I'll take swords for 500. I'll take the rapist for 500.
Best therapists.
Take the penis mightier.
How's the penis, my dear? Oh, don't like the
voice. I want to mighty my penis. Does it really work? Does it really, really mighty my penis, man?
I don't like the boys either, eh, Trebek?
4, 5, 6.
That guy might not have looked like Sean Connery, but he sure as hell sounded like him.
Passageway is 2.
Assuming Sean Connery was a horrible, horrible man.
Yeah. That sounds about...
I spent my entire life trying to invent an anal bum cover, and failing to do so has been my greatest regret. You've led a horrifying life.
This facility's huge. All right. Second plan.
Kareem Abdul.
Print this out. We're going to hand you the piece of paper, and then we're going to go on a room-by-room basis for when you have to butcher stuff.
Sweet. Butchering stuff is fun.
All right. Going to print this out in black and white. Windows can't find this picture. I hate you people so much.
The Windows people.
And Control V print.
Control V print.
Control V print.
Control V print.
Cannot access printer. It's right here.
It's like, cannot find printer.
Cannot access printer. It's right here. Look, I can access the printer.
See how I touch it.
And it's like, no. I'm like, oh, you want to fuck it? No. All right, I'm calling Swindon.
I hate this thing so much.
I notice you have a Baneblade as your desktop background as well.
Yes, Baneblade, for when you're finally sick of holding the line. Let me go ahead and show you the wonderful image of the Chaos Space Marines going, those are Chaos Space Marines getting owned because the Baneblade's like, fuck you. Fuck you so hard.
Right in the ear.
Oh, come on.
You know, just flip the laptop around.
I'm sure he's probably got information on there that he doesn't want to share.
Doesn't look like it.
All right, well, guess what this is going to fetch me.
Fantastic. And by good old-fashioned way, you mean display it on a laptop. Very old-fashioned. I appreciate it.
All right.
Well, we don't have time for the hammer, chisel, the tablet method.
This, of course, is the main bay where all of the vehicles themselves are taken care of. This is the ammunition, or at least where we kept the ammunition.
Mm-hmm.
Any of these, those are all doors.
Mm.
These are basically individual storage bays. This is the shop for anything smaller, such as for things like bikes or even small buggies. Over here is actually where where the control center is. Basically the cameras, the security systems. We don't
know that's going to be working.
We don't know if the orcs have sabotaged it or if the orcs are using it, but just to let you know, the facility does have 4 heavy bolters installed in the main bay. If it's on their side, you don't want that coming up on you.
Mm-hmm. So is it our goal to demolish the facility? Or
demolish the facility.
Okay.
There's no way we're going to hold it with being pushed back to the city. So by the time we'd reclaim it, they'd have it up and working again.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Unless you
and we could be decorations.
Unless you four feel as though you can hold the installation against the entire orcish horde.
Somehow I doubt that.
No.
All right. These are, of course, the individual rooms that the mechanics would stay in. Mm. And these rooms, of course, varied in use. Mm. Anywhere from extra storage to sometimes servitor storage. Mm-hmm.
What's the radius on a melta bomb?
Basically personal.
Okay.
It blows a... let me rephrase that. 4 squares.
Okay.
A 4x4 block. That's what it does.
All right, so one in the munitions depot, one in the control room, and 2 at various points, whatever looks unfriendly in the shop,
mm-hmm.
in the main vehicle bay.
And of course, you're not allowed. No one else is allowed to see this image. Committed to memory.
Ah.
Cannot risk having this fall into the hands of the enemy. After all, most of our facilities are standard issue. So other facilities have the exact same layout.
Hmm. The facility itself already fell into the enemy, and so
we'll
just trust their poor pattern recognition.
That's what they told me. I'm not one to question orders.
Hmm.
Made sense with some paper pusher up there.
So, all right.
All right.
You will be airdropped in. I hope you all remember your parachute training.
Yes, sir.
I remember it made me sick, sir.
Good luck. You're going to be doing it again.
Okay.
How many drops is this for you, Lieutenant?
57. Simulated.
How many combat drops?
Including this one? 2.
So, damn it, Hicks, get up.
Somebody wake up, Hicks.
So, heading out? Anybody have any other last-minute prep, I think?
I gotta pee first.
Fine.
There are two other teams. Since you guys are taking down Mad-Eye, another team has been issued to take out...
Crazy Cobb.
Crazy Cobb and another
two. The other two.
And the what?
Gut Wrench.
Alright, let's go.
Those poor bastards.
Let's get into whatever is dropping us.
I hope it's not some large cannon.
Tell me a Valkyrie.
You guys are loaded onto a Valkyrie warship, or basically gunship.
Which is a gunboat.
Imagine like a B-15, juice it up a few generations, and include las cannons on it.
Hmm. It's awesome.
Usually it's made for dropping things like tanks and chimeras out of the sky, or lots and lots of men. However, since you four are the only one in there, it feels a little...
Echo!
Empty.
I have a sudden urge to throw a hot dog down a hallway. I don't understand.
Hello.
The only other two people who are joining you are the pilots.
Mm.
One pilot and Echo back.
They don't just have all the teams in here.
Because they're going different directions.
They're all going different directions.
Yeah, there's no guarantee that after they drop us off that they're not going to get shot down. Valkyries are awesome, but...
That's those two pilots, those poor, poor bastards.
One is...
Yeah, they have to put up with your ass.
Lieutenant Jameson.
Yeah, that sucks.
The other is Staff Sergeant Gullivan.
They're all ranked higher than I am.
Is either of them close to retirement? They have children.
One of them has children, neither of them are close to retirement, and both of them have already accepted that they're going to die. They've already got their cyanide pills.
Mm. Good man.
And here are your cyanide pills. Hold on, you're going to need a triple dose at your space marine. Don't eat them.
They're not anymore?
I've given up trying to stop him. I think it'd be the best.
Good luck. If you survive, you might get a commendation or something. Someone somewhere might notice you. Maybe.
So how are we supposed to get back? In the seemingly unlikely situation that we succeed.
We're only how many miles away?
You're only a few hundred kilometers.
Fair enough.
We've done it before.
Yeah, true. Maybe if we get lucky, we can steal a vehicle.
Yeah. We'll try to steal a tank.
Are we supposed to destroy all the tanks?
What if we take a tank
with
us?
Why not?
We can steal it and destroy it later.
We kill off every orc in the facility, drive all the vehicles outside, then bomb the facility, and then each take a vehicle to drive back. It'll be awesome. I'm sure that's exactly how it will happen. Yeah.
Yes.
So, we're flying.
Your optimism is well placed.
So, if the other two teams fail, are we going to take over their mission?
I'm guessing that's going to be a yes.
I doubt we'll have time.
But the likelihood is once the assassination fails, the orcs are going to move. Mm.
Can we get them to move somewhere other than Hive 13? Because that would be a win, I think.
If only we were so lucky.
All right.
Alrighty.
Good luck. Emperor protects. As, of course, you guys sit down, you strap yourselves in, as a massive engine's kick on. And you do the...
It's like Bang back at home on the tractor.
Uh-huh.
Why are you facing the other direction? The straps go the... Never mind.
This tickles.
just as like...
Now, just since a lot of people aren't necessarily used to flying, well, at least you guys, it's a vigor check. You get a vigor check at plus two because your form of entry on the planet was via drop pod. So you're kind of used to this.
Like, this is a smooth ride. What are you talking about?
Apparently, I get a four.
Okay, you're fine. You're fine.
Oh, with the plus two, that'd be a four.
I got a ten. I'm like, yeah. Well, all of it, I'm all like, kinda this like, is kind of like back at home.
Fell asleep. Fell asleep on the
Somehow it's vibrating even more. What the hell?
Back at home, if you fell asleep on the tractor a lot, that explains quite a bit.
What do you think I got
how he into the army? How he got into the army? Dad's like, no.
You run over one farmhand, and all hell breaks loose. God. That's not like I killed him or anything. He got nifty new legs.
You rape one sheep, and you're branded for life. So
as you guys are piloting over, basically it takes an hour or two to get gassed and to do all this sort of stuff. And then you guys take off, but all of you are kind of okay with this, go do anything. Okay, this isn't too terribly bad.
Jerky?
For what seems like...
Yeah, kind of is.
Little, what seems like hours. You hear, 5 minutes until drop. Mm-hmm. Get ready. Ah.
I'm waiting for the green flashing light.
Alright, get ready.
You guys, of course.
Hold on to your butts. Everybody be careful of your melta bombs while you drop.
Going in low and slow. Everyone have your stuff strapped in. We don't want a melta bomb going off as you guys leave the plane.
Oops.
Good luck.
Double check my harness.
T-minus 3 minutes and you guys begin kind of hearing.
Start shaking a little bit more.
We've been spotted. Careful now.
Just keep us out of that flak, sir. We'll get this job done for you.
And of course, the light goes on. You guys begin to see the...
When the land kicks in.
Yep.
Stand up. Check my harness one last time.
The rushing air blows out my cigarette.
Son of a bitch!
We'll be on the ground in 5 seconds!
The stuff is like going off. And then you guys see an interesting sight. What looks like an orcish helicopter's kind of like.
Oh, an orcish what now?
Defcopter!
I go.
A motorcycle like hell powered, basically oscillator. It's sitting there, and you see an orc going. Let's see who reacts first, because you notice that his death copter is equipped with rockets too.
Not it.
Ace of spades beats ace of clubs.
The ace of spades.
The ace of spades.
I don't have the
melt his brain.
Oh, I can do that.
Yeah.
I don't know how to throw one of these. I'm assuming I do, but.
Melt a bomb, imagine Becca.
No, they mean
it's
head exploding.
Like
make his head explode with magic.
Yeah.
You don't want me to melt.
Try this method, it might work better.
Now, just in case you guys don't understand what melt a bomb is, basically it's this giant plate about yay big, and it weighs a good 5 kilograms. It's not something you really throw effectively, it's something you plant.
Like it's more like a landmine.
Yeah. It's basically a really heavy landmine.
Hit the button and run.
Ejects it with so much plasma that it burns through pretty much anything. In fact, there's not a lot it hasn't burned through at this point.
Okay.
Apparently it has a bit of a problem with Tyranid Carnifex body plates, but aside from that...
And of course, Space Marine Land Raiders, but we don't talk about that sort of stuff. The Space Marines don't... The Imperial Guard tried to think that they're not completely inferior to Space Marines, but...
Same book I've been using?
Oh, you're talking about the powers. I need just one of the regular core books.
Let's see here.
Yeah, you make... It's a D8 plus a D6. And then you decide how many...
What?
How many bolts?
Oh, it's knowledge science. Yeah. I have to decide how many I want to use here.
Mm-hmm. Two, three, six,
I would recommend... give him...
Two.
Yeah, and I go.
Spend burn 4 points and shoot him.
Yes, we would like this guy to be dead before he shoots down our plane. That would be nice.
So the power points on this are 1 through 6. So if I use 2 points worth...
2 points will give you 2 2-die 6 bolts or 1 3-die 6
bolts.
That's right. If you spend 4 points, it'll give you 2 3-die 6 damage bolts.
Mm-hmm.
I could make you a graphic.
3d6.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I could put
adding this on the damage by one. So if you do two bolts, it's 1 point a bolt, but if you want to increase their damage to 3d6 each, it has extra 2 points.
Okay. Well, pretty good.
Or you could just roll well. And get raised.
3d6?
There you go.
Sure. 3d6.
8.
Minus 2 for unstable platform. 6 will succeed.
Okay, it, so...
The plane is slightly unstable, dodging flak.
So I get...
You get
3d6 by
2. So are most of the most of its passengers.
Now, if I understand correctly, you only get
one what?
Only one of your die... one of your dies is the...
Nope, don't worry about it. It's damage. Alright, so you're aiming at the orc. Good luck.
You hit the orc.
That's 12.
That's 6.
So. I get the damage does that too.
Mm-hmm. Damage explodes.
It's been a while since I've played.
18. 22.
So you blew his head up?
Yeah. We're like, I girl grab the rocket launcher and she goes, and his head goes,
he goes, you.
Because as per usual, the driver dies, and spontaneously, boom!
It doesn't work as vehicle. I look at you and go, remind me not to piss you off.
Now, as you guys jump out of the
you
plane,
guys know this already.
Fairly quickly, it's an agility check, just to basically make sure that you land properly.
Hit a man where it hurts, why don't you?
And Becca's like, ah!
I land 1 foot down.
Seven. No penalties or anything?
No penalties.
I get a 4.
So. Right. I got an 8.
So all three of you are like, and she goes, as she zooms past you guys,
pull the shit.
This one. Never mind.
Unfortunately, you pull it a little too late. And it does this kind of nice snapping motion as you go back up. 10. 13. What is your toughness? A 5? You're looking at 2 wounds. It's basically, it snaps, maybe you.
I would,
You might want to... would you have a likelihood of doing much better if you Benny the agility roll? Because
that I rolled a 2 and a 1.
Yeah, I'd say I would Benny the agility roll.
It's a bit late now. I've already rolled damage.
So...
Attempt to
soak roll it. The soak. It's a d6 and your vigor.
A d6 and a d4?
So your vigor is now d6.
A d6. Oh, you raised it.
She raised her vigor.
Big choice. 3, you will soak neither. Alright, staying at 2 wounds, or...
Huh?
Benning your vigor check.
I can Benny it again?
Basically, you have to spend a Benny to soak.
Okay.
But you can spend a Benny to reroll your vigor check as well, but that takes a Benny.
And we haven't even begun this fight yet. What if I stay at the 2 wounds?
You'll be at a minus 2 on everything.
Honey?
Yes?
Why don't you use one of those dice?
And then you should roll that dice afterwards just to see what happens.
Fuck you.
4 and a 5?
Now we're talking.
Roll that dice, I just want to see, for my own personal curiosity. Okay.
Yeah.
Alright, you soak one of the 2 wounds.
Okay.
Basically what that means is you have this nice, huge bruise right along here, and right here on your neck.
Yeah. Moving hurts.
And you go, wham! And then... Boom, 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 kind of skid along the ground.
Ooh.
That's what I did the first time in training.
As you guys all realize, oh wait, the Psyker doesn't have military training.
Oh yeah.
Psykers are silly.
Yeah.
So by the time you're...
Psyker just saved your ass.
As, of course, you're kind of dusting yourself off.
I didn't say they weren't useful. I said they're silly.
You three are now, of course, kind of smooth. You two are landing kind of, you know...
I'm shooting down in the middle. I'm like, boom! And it's like, whoop, and there's just a little light lift, and then...
But since, Becca, you're the only one on the ground, you'll be there in time to see this kind of nice light arc move through the center of the Valkyrie, and one half go this way while the other half keeps going.
Oh,
a slightly downward arc.
The guy had children. I knew he was going to die.
And then as
I'm pulling in my parachute,
and then you hear the
unwrapping it.
A couple seconds later,
what was that?
Our ride.
Mm.
It went that way and that way
at the same time.
Uh-huh.
Must have got hit by a las cannon.
Uh-huh.
That means the orcs have a las cannon here.
That's a problem.
Every tank has a las cannon.
Not necessarily.
Well, all the tanks
well, now we know they have a las cannon. Wrap up parachutes and all that.
Wrap up your parachutes.
These are not very good.
Taquitos.
Yeah, if she hasn't picked herself up, I'll help her up.
Oh, thanks.
No anybody problem. Have a, any work on the leg.
Medical check we want to run here?
Sure. Why the hell not?
That would take 10 minutes. Train.
Do we have... No, we don't have 10 minutes.
Can you breathe?
Okay. How many fingers am I holding up?
I'm fine.
She's fine.
I was like, where are you now?
I was like, who are you?
I'm Batman.
Oh, sit down.
No, no, we can use this to our advantage.
True!
The Joker's in that building. Go. Alright. You guys see the massive installation that now has orc glyphs clinging all over.
As well as dung.
A little bit of dung, but the big thing that you guys find semi-surprising is...
There's at least a high watermark for the dung.
They took the time to paint the entire installation a bright shade of red.
Why does the building move faster? It's a building.
Orcs aren't that smart.
Obviously. Let's go.
But you'll notice that basically a good chunk of orcs are fairly distracted seeing all these guns going dunga, 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 shooting at the half that's still kind of moving. And then some are just kind of shooting at the sky trying to shoot other people's bullets.
All those beautiful bolter rounds wasted.
So
bad, I know. Alright, let's try...
We'll sneak in.
Try to sneak past them while they're distracted.
Easily done.
Just for the record, who does have a bolter pistol?
He's got the rocket launcher.
Right.
I have shiny sword.
I'll take the bolter pistol. I don't know why, but...
Because it's like you said four you times more powerful shot. Than our las rifles.
All right. Yeah. Let me give you the stats of the bolt pistol.
I think it's stronger than your gun.
It is
stronger. My gun has a better range. Has,
yeah.
True.
All right. It has 20 rounds to it.
Yep. Bolt pistol's range is 15, 30, 60... Its rate of fire is one or two shots.
Okay.
It has a 12-shot magazine. It does 2d10.
Okay.
It's considered a pistol, so you can't use it in close combat. AP4. It has an auto fire, if necessary. And it weighs 10 pounds.
Does it have a minimum strength?
No, it does not.
Okay. What was the big deal about getting that?
They're just very rare.
They
shoot exploding bullets.
The reason why it doesn't have anything is because the bullet leaves and then it primes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Basically firing miniature rockets.
Shoot mini rockets.
It's like a gyro jet, basically.
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
All right.
They're very, very, very rare.
And the ammunition is rare as well.
Yeah. They don't know how to make them anymore.
They do know how to make bolter rounds.
They make bolter rounds.
They don't know how to make the guns anymore.
Yeah.
With the way that the Imperial Guard use, heavy bolter rounds like candy.
Yeah.
Alright.
So don't drop it. Please.
She doesn't have it either.
Yeah. Tell him that.
Don't drop your sword.
I never intend to drop it.
That one's one of a kind. That one's rare. That one's one of a kind.
That one's unique.
That one's an artifact.
Nathan, go ahead and blow up the rocket launcher. Preferably not while you're holding it, though. That might be bad.
I concur.
All right. Basically, run to the nearest door, and you will find that, of course, it's kind of got this, giant orc glyph on it, where it's like...
Mm-hmm.
Well, other than that,
they must be happy people. They're always grinning.
I think that's known as a grimace, not a grin.
No, it looks like a grin to me.
Can't it's really hard to tell the difference between semantics. Orcs.
I'm just saying.
No one's really studied orc physiology much. There's no been...
Did you get any backgrounds for your grenade launcher?
Never been much point. I'm assuming I reloaded on my frag rounds and crack rounds.
Yes, I would assume that you did that too. So, I think that's fairly reasonable.
So yeah, reloaded on rounds for the grenade launcher.
Because all I got is crack rounds for this.
What door are we heading into?
You guys are heading into the southmost door.
Okay.
The control room is that way.
Okay.
Let me show you it again.
Yeah, you don't mind. What door are we heading into?
This bottom one down here.
That one. Okay. Does the control room have a door?
No. It just has reinforced windows.
Okay. How high up? Well, no, I'm not going to blow the melt bomb to get through the windows.
What's wrong?
Okay. I'm set them on
those weren't good. Hmm?
All right.
I'm disappointed that those weren't good.
Food is food.
All right. You guys are sitting at the door.
Hmm. I would like to listen at the door.
Go ahead. You will be at a minus two.
That's fine.
I'd like to buy a vowel, please.
The only vowel available is W.
I don't hear a thing.
You hear looks guns. Clear.
Yes.
I will.
All right, let's go.
I will also listen at the door.
Wrong with the person with hyper-accelerated speech listen at the door real quick.
That would be a six.
Yeah. Six minus two is four. You can hear some orcs comparing gun size in there.
Can I approximately how many orcs do I hear in there?
You didn't get a raise.
Okay.
Is the door locked?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
As crudely as it is, it looks like they left the Imperial lock
intact. I stop you
from
going through and I, you know, do the whole Space Marine can't thing that we all know. It's like...
No one knows what you're talking about.
What the hell
does
that mean?
There are orcs inside. I can hear them.
You're still an idiot.
This means I hear things.
We all know you hear things.
That's sign language for I have ears.
You're not going to have them for long.
Coming from you, I'm not really that scared.
I still have a chainsaw.
Seven, you easily pop the Imperial lock. This lock is fairly standard. You've cracked these before.
Yeah.
But you don't
have time. Can you get it out in time?
They keep the cigarettes behind me.
Can you get it out in time?
Depends on how well my initiative goes off.
So, door is open.
The carbonators, I think, is out.
Are those regular orcs?
Just regular orcs.
Yeah.
Nice popcorn for you guys to blow away. And the guy way down here.
Mm.
Yeah, it's out of carbonation.
Okay, can I... Never mind.
1, 2, 3, kick in the door.
Yeah.
Sure, why the hell not?
Now, do we get a period of slowed time where we get to react before they do, like in
GoldenEye? Well, they got a two, so yes, you guys are going to have plenty of time to react. The door
awesome.
Is
open.
Becca, as per usual, your psychic mind is far superior than theirs and moves much faster.
As usual?
However, your psychic body is very slow. Okay. Reflexes of tiger! Speed of sloth.
Okay, so I still have that one wound. Am I minus anything for having that?
Yeah, just minus one on all your rolls.
Okay.
It's a text message.
Oh, shit.
Well, I want to try out my new sword.
Alright.
So I'm just going to walk up to this dude.
Alright, you walk up and swing! I assume you guys at this point have your weapons out.
I'm not my laser.
Crap!
Monkey!
I got my laser.
Alright, so make your fighting roll.
Fighting. I am one of your black D6s. They seem to roll better than my blue one does.
Oh, roll the six again. 9 minus 1 is 8. You'll successfully hit. You'll ignore his 1 point of armor.
Okay. Strength plus d10.
D6.
My strength d6.
Your strength is a d4.
Strength is d4.
Oh. I'm sorry. I thought it was agility.
I use my sword to agilely cut off his face.
Apparently, 4.
4! Ha! You cut like one of the straps on his armor.
No.
Hey.
I'll leave that for you since you don't like the torpedoes.
Hi.
Ryan.
Hi. All right. They're all armed basically the same.
Three guys with sluggers, two guys with choppers.
All right. I think
just
the guy
embarrassed myself.
The guy with the choppers are probably more dangerous. So he's not in melee.
That
I will shoot him in the head, and I'll go ahead and put myself over here just for.
Backed into a corner?
Yes!
Good idea.
I'll provide a target and then fight like a badger if cornered. Alright. Whoa!
You're hitting with a raise.
Yeah.
Yeah, 13.
So it's a 14.
Yeah, you hit.
Pity you can't double raise or something. Alright, so.
The first edition.
Yeah, really annoying. And one of these. Alright, so 10, 15, 16.
Where'd your head go?
Oi!
Where'd your head go?
I'm going to use my bayonet.
Checkopotamus!
Yep.
You love that bayonet.
Because I'm the hippopotamus. My rhymes are bottomless.
Gothopotamus.
I'm the hippopotamus. My rhymes are being bottomless. Then you just stop.
Hippopotamus. My lyrics are bottomless.
Sometimes when I freestyle, I get
nervous. I lose confidence.
Yeah.
Sometimes when I freestyle, I lose confidence.
I love those guys.
Five.
Five plus one for Gangup is a six. You'll hit his parry.
Ow! Stab that bitch.
Owie!
What is it for a bayonet?
D6.
Strength plus D6?
Yeah.
Seriously.
D8 plus D6 then. Because I'd be kind of...
Okay. Brawny.
Okay.
Yeah.
I am a hip hop apod in this
area. There you go.
They'd be bottomless.
Yeah.
You're like.
It's like,
ah! Like, she's touching me! She's touching me!
You look over just in time to see his muscles go.
It's like.
And then I have to touch them.
It's like, I come out, you're like, ah! And cut his armor strap. He's like, oh, and I come out and go.
That was a distraction.
As those George are like, hey!
You should totally run them right up in between all of them and stab them. Yeah, I don't care if it's good tactics or not. I just want you to get stabbed.
Who, me?
And or shot.
Oh,
no,
him.
He deserves it.
Yeah, if you stand right here, maybe they'll shoot each other.
Yeah, it'll be awesome.
They are orcs. They are that stupid.
They can do either do really poorly and shoot each other, or do really well, blow through him, and still shoot each other. Either way, we win.
Because he'll make his vitality.
And all these guys have sluggas.
Mm-hmm.
Yep,
we killed the two with
the two that were armed with melee weapons are dead.
They were closest to the door and therefore died.
Horrible deaths.
Well, one horrible death and one relatively quick death.
Yeah, yours was quick. He was like, ooh, and my guy's like,
I'm like, anybody else want to negotiate?
Yeah, I'm sure I stabbed him a couple times on the ground just to make sure. So, you know.
He keeps using up his sands of time to load the area back and forth. Back and forth.
No, I don't want to go there. Nah.
I'm moving to this corner over here. I don't really want to waste any grenades on these guys, so...
Just shoot with a las rifle. Las gun.
The las gun?
Yeah.
All right.
Blind him, you know.
I will shoot the las gun at that dude right there.
Because you have the clear line of fire on him.
Mm-hmm.
Hooray, I don't have to worry about getting shot by you by accident.
Yet. That would be mighty five.
You will hit. Las gun is 2d6, dude.
Oh, I'm looking at my skill die because I'm an idiot.
I shoot him with my shooting skill. You're right, but you don't damage him with your shooting skill.
Seven.
Seven. He's a bit not shaken.
What?
Because that's the way that orcs roll. They're firing and moving up to swing. And this one will just go and shoot at you.
All right.
So, both of these are at minus two, Nathan. Four. One hit.
My parry is a seven.
Yeah, these are the shooting shots.
Oh.
As he's going... as the gun's still going as he swings it. So, one shooting shot on Nathan.
I'm sorry, my parry is a six. My toughness is a seven.
Well, how about 11?
With my armor... My toughness is an 11 with my armor.
Then he just barely shakes you. And he's going to beat you in the face at minus two. Face being at minus two. 10.
That will break my parry.
Is it four over?
Yeah.
And that's
no, wait. 10?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beat you in the face! Apparently my dice hate Nathan. 12, that's the second shaken, which will turn into a wound.
And...
Make that bigger check. Make it!
If I can. Seven.
There you go. You absorb his bullets as though they were cake. Because you absorb cake.
I like
Becca,
it.
Becca, does a one... He goes, and he stops and goes, ooh,
that shiny sword.
She's like, would you like to see how shiny it is on the inside?
Lord, that's what do you mean?
And two shots at Ethan.
I can't see it from there with me stomach in the way.
17, 22.
Christ.
One door in and we're all...
Yeah,
these are supposed to be the popcorn orcs, right?
Okay, so what, a 22?
22. I take it you want to soak at least something.
Yeah.
What's your reader?
My toughness with all my armor is a 9, so...
How's your toughness lower than mine?
He doesn't have brawny.
Yeah.
Oh, that adds... Oh, that's right.
No, oh, button, yeah.
Just plus one.
Oh, yeah. They are stupid.
Oh, there we go. That's what you need.
10.
10. You absorb 2 of those 3 wounds.
Hey, little buddy.
Second shot. 6. Doesn't do anything.
Ow. Hey. I shot him.
I am Rocknar the Barbarian.
Rocknar the Barbarian, it is your turn.
I'm going to attempt to stabby this guy too with my bayonet.
Are you shaking still?
No, you absorbed that.
Oh, okay.
5 is not enough.
5 will not hit because you do not have Becca's assistance.
Yep.
Brian, your turn.
Hi. All right. Let's blow this guy's head off.
Oh, expecting me to save you from the one in front of you, huh?
Actually, he's on you, but...
Well, he's facing you. So I'm imagining in my head that I'm not in trouble.
You're in trouble.
It... Raise.
Yep.
Did he make another orc? Yes, he explodes.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Holy fuck.
Dude.
Now that you've got a nice, smoke build up, you're no longer worried about your supply.
You did 30 points of damage.
All right, Becca, your turn.
Holy fuck.
I was like, bam.
Okay,
you're like, oh, there's a guy over there.
Boom. I get a
prayer. You're like this. Bam! First guy come in, you see her get hit, and you're like, are you okay? Bam! And we're just like, yeah. Fuck.
I'm just using the sword again.
Stabby, stabby!
I have to practice with it, you know.
5.
Mm-hmm.
5. No good.
5 will miss. Alright, the 2 orcs.
See, how shiny it is? Maybe
let's see if they make their smarts check yet.
You stay here and hold them. I'm gonna go get my boys. Alright! Hi, new target!
What?
7 hit you, Nathan?
7 will beat my parry by 1.
8. 16!
I beat my armor by 4.
That is 1 wound. Good lord, these are some vicious orcs.
Mm-hmm.
You're just a vicious GM.
That I am.
Some vicious dice tonight.
I got a 5.
Alright, you absorb the wound. You get a swing as he goes.
Fucking die, you bastard! No.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Shoot him in the ass.
And now this one's going to proceed to beat Becca.
No.
4? No. You raised your parry, didn't you?
Her fighting's a D6.
Damn, then yes. Ethan.
I should probably fill that out.
You can go on shake.
No, it's true. Damn it.
I never raised my fighting. My parry, I guess.
Your fighting is a D6. So
I
D6
raised
plus
my vigor,
2.
Which raised my toughness.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
9 minus 1 is 8. You succeed with a raise.
Okay. And I have fleet-footed, so...
Come here, asshole.
Bow run, I have quick draw, so I draw out my, the chainsaw sword, and I'll attack him.
Chain sword. It'd be a D10, isn't it?
That's my... You gotta hit him first.
Fuck, we can't hit.
Can't hit worth a damn tonight.
Nope, hang on.
That's a mighty 5, right?
Yeah, 4 minus 1.
4. I'm gonna try to Benny it. Probably. That would be a mighty 5. So we probably will still miss.
Just miss. There is a 6. You are the queen.
You're the Joker.
Hot diggity damn.
Hot diggity daffodils.
These orcs are high on a jack. Alright. The sniper.
Duck!
I really wish I could just blow straight through him and kill him.
Let's see here.
If you move through his space, he will attack you.
Don't really care.
Hey, have you seen a sword yet?
It's like 1, 2, 3, poof, blam. Yeah, I'm gonna shoot him.
All right,
as you probably gathered.
Just don't roll one on your shooting die, and you're gonna hit in pretty much any form.
Yes.
Yeah, 5.
Hit with a raise.
Five. Yeah.
It's a total of 8, including the Joker.
Yep. Let's see. 5, 7, 10, 13.
Plus 2 for the Joker is 15.
No, that's 13.
Oh, 13? 11. That kills him anyway.
Yeah.
And then Ethan.
Alrighty then. So, charge. It'll be fun. I'll go ahead.
Ging up. You get a ging up bonus, so your penalty is negated.
Now he rolls well.
7.
7, which would be a 6.
No, plus 1 because you're ganging up because she's fighting him.
Still hit.
Sword.
And the chainsaw swords are D10
plus strength.
D10 or D12?
D10.
D10.
Okay. The power fist is D12 plus strength.
D8.
Is it really?
Don't ask me why.
Right. Wow.
Doing 10.
10! That will shake him. His turn. See if he can unshake. He unshakes, but that's his turn.
9?
9! Shank, shank, shank.
Shank, shank, shank. Da-da. Shake the orky. Da-da-da-da. Shake the orky. Oh, fuck. No.
Or not. Shiny sword.
Roll well. Roll high.
Sure.
You got a plus 2 bonus because gang up. Like that.
Or she could box cars, you know, whatever.
What does box car do?
Nothing. It means you're definitely going to hit. You're hitting with a raise. Roll your damage.
Yep. 17!
Strength is a d4. This is where I failed last time.
D10 and a d6 for a raise.
And a d6 because you raised. No,
and
the
d4.
Oh, and the d4.
And the d4. The d6 is your raise.
Yeah, that's...
It's a 4.
13 before she re-rolls. She kills him. Yeah.
Yeah, 15. You slaughter him, my lord.
Alright, if you'll kind of deposit really fast.
Okay, what do you want?
Whatever, babe. Whatever you're feeling the mood.
Why didn't you ask for some taquitos and stuff? We would have fed you.
Yeah, they sucked.
It's okay.
I thought they were okay, but...
Whatever.
Alright. She obviously didn't like them. I thought they were fine.
I always like sticking copious amounts of cheese dip. Alright, so...
Yeah. You guys have... See what looks good.
Alright, I guess I can't give you an order then.
Well, on Santa Fe, there's a Taco Bell.
All right, so you guys have
a Kentucky Fried Chicken, a Subway, a A&W, and Long John Silver's, and across on Santa Fe, just as you come out of here, heading back towards I-35, there is.
So, do we think we're actually going to get a $500 plate?
There's a Little Caesars and
no,
Don
but if it
happens,
it'd be
and
hysterical.
Down.
We did get a
the bridge past the bridge.
I saw a 300 one in. Yeah,
on the right hand side, there's a Taco Bell. There's.
I was tempted to try and see if we could take a money collection and see if we could actually afford the 500.
If you're looking for Sonic, then your Sonic is all the way down on K7. Right.
And then we can all kind of look at Tracy in a creepy way going,
15-minute trip.
We've left our mark on you.
So. I already decided that if I did it, I would have her design the tattoo.
That's what we're all thinking would be fun.
So there's not a whole lot of... We're talking about... The highest
the 500.
Yeah, the highest Kickstarter is to put a tattoo. Get to draw the or get to pick the tattoo.
Well, you get all the stuff up to and including that, but you can pick a new tattoo for Tracy.
Yeah, I'm saying we should get a giant fund so we can afford it. So, alright. You guys have successfully cleared the first entry room. And then, of course, the massive...
Here don't drive worth a shit.
The massive sealed double doors that head into the main bay. Of course, there's the rooms, which you guys don't see anyone, although they have been heavily looted, pillaged, and looks like turned into dung rooms. This room is sealed. The door seems to have been welded shut from the other side.
Which room?
This one right here.
Welded shut from the other side?
From the other side.
That means there might be somebody in there.
They would have had to have been sealed in there for at least a couple weeks at this point.
Yeah.
Well, no, but don't you have the Space Marines have a special code, right?
Not his group. Remember, his entire chapter is recruited from prison worlds.
I'll go up and I'll tap lightly on the door. And then
part of the metal kind of gets hot for a second, almost as though someone's putting a last round into the door.
So it might be a person?
Part of the door gets hot. And then right over here is the control room.
Which we need to melt the bomb.
Is the control room locked?
The door is indeed locked. Crudely. Do you think it's an orcish padlock? Top level of orcish sophistication. The keyhole's like this big. You can see the tumblers with your hand.
Let me try.
No thanks.
We're in a hurry.
Everybody ready?
Yeah. And then are, of course, these two sealed doors, which doesn't look like the seal's been broken.
So they still have Imperial.
They still have Imperial, basically, keep out signs.
So those are, just for the record, those are windows on the bottom?
Yes, windows. Technically, that should have been a window, but I screwed up. That should have been the door, but it's not like those orcs lived long enough for it to matter.
True.
That's true.
Okay.
We have two other card decks, since we drew the Joker on that one.
I know. I will. I just like shuffling.
Seven?
Easily pop this lock. Child's play. Alright, as you guys enter the control room, you'll notice that they have left almost all of the computers intact.
That's suspicious.
Indeed, having left many of the cameras still operating, many of the security systems untouched. All around, the only thing that even lets you know that there's an orcish presence in this room is the control person is the person who's at the controls is missing his head and it's now on a pike.
So we have control. We have access to the security systems. We could turn them on to attack the orcs inside the systems.
Woo!
Shall we?
Good idea.
Let's cause some havoc.
All right. As you walk up, first thing you have to do is you kind of have to break the Imperial codes. That's a knowledge of computers.
I was there. What?
You walk up and kind of go.
I got a three.
What is it?
That was with the minus two.
Control B. Brit. Control S. Emperor save us. Control S.
Hello, computer. Hello.
Hello. Wait a minute. I'll search the controller.
Is there a manual?
Maybe the controller, you know, being forgetful.
Is there a sticky note with the keyboard?
Yeah.
You wrote it on a sticky note.
Yeah.
Is it under the keyboard?
It might be. You know.
No.
So what is the...
You're not quite that lucky.
Okay, so it's...
The security systems are...
Untrained. What's the role?
A D4 minus 2. Okay. In addition, because of the strength of the encryption, it's at minus 2. So if you don't have the skill, you're at a D4 minus 4.
Right!
If you ever wind up below a zero, you basically lock the system as it sees that an intruder is trying to get in.
I didn't.
You're like,
oh, that was close.
I wouldn't keep fucking with this thing.
No, I'm not. I'm just rolling dice. I can't lock. I can't hack into it.
The wall pretty sturdy next to the next room.
It's the same concrete as everything else.
But what is that room?
This room? Mm-hmm. Now that you guys actually have access to the computers, because
you can actually just look at it. Is there a camera in there?
There's indeed a camera in there.
Okay. Pull that up.
What do we got?
Looking inside, you can actually see...
Yeah, I'm going to pull up the cameras for a whole...
Wow. All right, then I will start with this room, move on, and everything else. All right. In that tiny room, you can see that there are actually two people, two humans still alive, dressed in the Imperial outfit. One of them's kind of got a las gun, weakly trained at the door, so he's kind of reclining. And you'll notice that the only source of water that they seem to have had is basically the condensation off the boiler. It looks like kind of a general supply closet.
Mm-hmm.
But you do see two humans, one male, one female, still kind of clinging to life in there.
When I see that, I actually start trying to hack the computer again.
Because now he's rolling well.
Well.
All right.
Here.
This is a machine shop, so
I still got one Benny.
There would be welding equipment in here.
Anybody else have any knowledge of computers? I'm assuming no.
Okay. Four.
I know you press a button and sometimes something happens.
Eight.
Holy crap! I think we got it.
10 minus 4 is a 6. I'm
19 Jeffy Jeff.
Yes, 19 Jeffy Jeff from the Jeffy Jeff clan.
Jeff, god of biscuits.
Right. You begin kind
the passcode is 1-3. Come on, guys.
Yeah, you
it's like, oh
you're
my god.
Like, you're like, try 1-3. I'm like,
what?
you're like,
wait. Password with a capital P, one exclamation point.
Oh my god! You finally hack into it. And then, of course, let me go ahead and finish.
Sure.
You can see the main machine shop actually has 6 Lehman Russ of all varying designs, including the Nova, which basically has an active plasma core in it that fires plasma rounds.
I'm drooling.
No touchy.
A Demolisher, which of course fires high breach rounds that specialize in taking down bunkers. 3 normal Lehman Russ, and then 1 Punisher. Basically, imagine that it's got, imagine a Gatling gun made out of bolters.
Hmm.
And then it has 3 more bolters strapped to it.
I want one.
However, also crammed into this area, you see 4 orcish death dreads, which are basically walkers with 4 arms that are all power weapons that can tear people apart. A few death copters, which haven't been launched. They were the little air-powered buggy.
Yeah.
And a single buggy, which has a big shooter strapped to it. However, what you also see running around in there is a total of 10 grots, 10 boys, 5 of which have these huge shootas. You'd call them probably big shootas. And they seem to be kind of, you know, watching the area semi-attentively.
Well, we have access to the security systems now.
And then over in the... then you see the last 5... Mm. Over here, guarding the munitions area, which it does still seem that they've got munitions, where they store all the tank shells.
Mm-hmm.
In here, you can see this crazed orc. Half his head has been replaced by a metal plate.
I bet that's our target.
No.
His eye, of course...
It's entirely a decoy.
He's got a robotic eye that kind of wanders. You can see that he's also replaced one of his arms with a claw. He's actually outright replaced it.
The claw...
And he seems to be kind of holding... He seems to be tinkering with his bike, but he's also got this strange device strapped to his back that seems to be kind of pulsating.
Hmm.
Maybe he was old.
I'm thinking, something planted on that, tank with the plasma core in it would be rather devastating as well.
And since you've also hacked into the system... You'll note that in here, unfortunately, the heavy bolter system was taken down.
Mm.
However, located in each of these rooms are 2 gun servitors.
Like the robot?
The robots with basically guns for arms.
RoboCop! Kind of.
Except a lot more creepy.
Do we have access to like a localized comm system that we can talk to the people that have sealed themselves in that room?
Yes. Unfortunately, it's not fine control enough. You can limit it to 1 room.
So, in other words, everybody in the entire place.
The entire PA system.
Shocker. Okay. I'm going to start trying Morse code on the wall to wall next to them. Boy.
They both kind of notice and look over at the wall and kind of go...
The locks for those gun servitors. We can use those.
Well, that's a...
One of them weakly kind of drags himself... The male drags himself over, and you can see basically 1 leg is gone.
Mm.
It's limp. And then he walks over to the wall. You don't think he knows Morse code because this is his response. And then he kind of goes... And the woman gets up, and she seems to be in far better condition than him. Mm-hmm. And she's kind of, you know, taking a look at the door like,
How do I open this?
Is the window to the to that room, does it look like... How, when you say reinforced, how much is reinforced?
Take basically, imagine bulletproof glass.
Mm-hmm.
Make it about 3 inches thick.
Right.
And then add a few more layers of basically the chemical adhesive that reinforces it.
Didn't they call it plasteel or something like that? It's basically like the strongest steel.
How sharp is your sword? Can it go through that door in the next room?
I don't know. I don't know if it was made for that.
But you can always try.
It's a force weapon. You're not quite sure. You don't know psychers.
Meanwhile, while she's looking into that, we should be opening those doors over there. There's gun servitors, and then we can sick them on the orcs.
Sure.
I don't know if I can.
Well, before you go and be doing that, I mean, we need to figure out what we want to do in that room. That's an excellent thing to do if we're going to do a coordinated thing.
What I would have,
my thought would be this. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, my goal at this point is to take out the guy, take out the death things, and have as many of us as possible drive out in a tank.
I would love to get my hands on the plasma tank, because, well, it's...
You know, obviously, we have ordered
the Nova design is
destroy the building,
yeah.
So.
The Nova design is the latest and greatest tank. But, that being said, if we get that Nova design into the middle of that, if we can move it into the middle of that bay and put a melt-a-bomb on it, that'll lay waste to this, everything here. I mean, that plasma core will go critical, and it'll be of epic proportions.
So that means we can save ourselves 3 melt-a-bombs and use them later.
Pretty much.
I like that plan.
What's on the roof of this place?
The roof of this place has basically a few communications relays and basically just extra defenses. That's where the guns are.
Okay.
The anti-air guns.
How can we get up? Can we get up on the roof?
Probably. There's got to be access somewhere.
The access would be in that one of these two rooms right here.
Why do you want to go up on the roof?
It's another way to get around on the other side of them, honestly, because right now the only way in is those doors there.
Mm. Well, I figured we'd send in the murder bots first.
Well, I'm thinking the murder bots are going to be great, but then they're going to know something's up.
Well, we do.
They might not figure it out, but it's worth it.
Well, it's the way the orcs have been acting on this planet.
Okay, so we should send in the murder bots at least as a decoy, and then try to have us come in from the other side?
That would be a good idea. Set up the gun servitors on a delay.
Mm-hmm.
We make our way across the roof.
Do we know how to tell the gun servitors to have a delay?
I'm just going to throw it out there. Plus, if we at least needed to, we could use one of them melt-a-bombs on the roof to go through the ceiling.
That is correct.
And it's just going to keep burning down. So, I mean...
We just plant it right over his head.
That'd be nice, but he'd probably move. Yeah. The tank, on the other hand, probably wouldn't. That's what I'm saying.
The problem is if
we set off that plasma core before we get any of the other tanks out of there, we won't have any other tanks to leave with.
I know.
Well, I'm just saying, is the melt-a-bomb strong enough to go through?
But I'm just looking
the roof and the tank enough to damage the core.
The melt-a-bomb, if I remember correctly from training, will go through the roof, through the tank, through the core of the tank, through the ground, and melt its way close to the core of the planet.
Oh, that sounds about right.
That's why I'd like to save a couple of these. I think they'd be really handy. Okay, so that's a plan. We can set up a melt-a-bomb on the roof. Just drop it straight through to the tank.
Mm-hmm.
We can.
I'm just looking at if we're going in there, we want to get as much lead in the air as possible.
We still have tank crack missiles.
We could probably just send off the murder bots, tell them to start causing some ruckus, and as soon as that guy pops his head out of the door, we hit him in the face with a crack missile.
That might make him angry.
We have to get these people out, too.
But I'm thinking, I'll go up on the roof and go around to the other side.
Well, there's orcs up there manning the guns. Mm-hmm. We're going to have to fight our way through it.
Yeah, you know. Lots of options.
They don't seem to have noticed you guys yet.
Yeah. I mean, are they still shooting outside?
Yeah.
They are orcs. okay. Well, what do you guys want to do? I mean, we have lots of options there, but I'm just thinking probably want to do something a bit coordinated, you know?
Break out the servitors. We're going to need them.
Mm-hmm.
Use them as a distraction.
I was saying before we break them out, we need to know what we want to do after that.
What's this room here?
That room? There's no cameras in that room.
Yes, but what is it?
On there, they said it was just a general storage room.
What about this room?
That one right there, that one does indeed store chemicals.
Chemicals?
Chemicals.
Caustic chemicals?
You're a farm boy.
Yeah, I never took chemistry.
Hate to rain on your parade, but don't mix about your level. Don't mix bleach and ammonia. That sucks. About after that.
Yeah, but if I mix bleach and ammonia and chuck it into that room with them, it'll suck for them and not for me.
How hard is it to break through these walls?
The walls basically have the equivalent toughness of 30, 16 of which is armor.
Yeah.
So I can't shoot through the walls.
Oh no.
It would take a while.
You'd have to do 34 points of damage, which you don't ace on, or you basically get something that ignores enough armor, and then you only need to do 18.
Yeah. Basically, right. We need the demolisher.
Or a well-placed crack rocket.
I'm assuming there
with
are...
my skill?
There are external doors. Are the doors up in the back there?
That's actually where the tanks go out.
Okay. Otherwise, it's all an enclosed workshop, basically.
Just in case if, you know, someone decides to bomb them or something.
Plus, you know, I think we might score some kudos if we actually get these two people out of here, too. You know,
that might be important.
They might have some intel, too, for us. Because they've been in there for a while now.
At least 2 weeks. We should probably break out some rations.
Well, I guess it would only be polite if we, you know, if we're going to blow the building up, probably to get them out, too.
Yep. All right. So. It's okay. Dude, human.
It happens. All right, while we have short-range communications with ourselves, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. While you guys are playing this, I like to go outside, go to where their window is, and scale up to it.
Okay, you kind of give me a climb check.
And I also like to ask you to see how well your sword goes through one of these doors, if you want to try it on the door we're using right now. That should be the same door.
Away from the door.
Yeah.
Huh?
It's like... that's basically my idea. Wave. Come over here.
I don't know how well the sword by itself will do.
What's the pen on the sword? Is basically kind of what I'm asking.
It ignores armor. She has to then do 18 basically points of damage with her strength and damage.
Okay, so the door, it ignoring armor, does not necessarily cut straight through the door.
That is correct.
Okay.
No. Can I focus some of my... bolt energy through the sword?
No, not really.
No.
Seven?
Okay, you easily climb on up. You kind of look at the window. And you see one of them is basically kind of... the man has dragged himself to this back corner. And you see she's doing something with the propane tank. She seems to be kind of like snapping off like what you think is probably a safety valve. And you see...
blow the door.
It's like...
Let's see if either of them notice you. You're sitting there beating on the window. They don't even seem to notice.
It's like, hey guys, they're doing something weird with the propane tank in here.
Define weird.
They're snapping off. They seem to be snapping off the safety valve.
Oh, God.
I don't know if they're trying to blow the door themselves or what. Or the wall.
If so, you guys better get those robots out of that closet.
Basically, I'll give them one last dose check. If they're not hearing you now, they're not hearing you.
Yeah, pretty much. That's fair.
So the guy's been like...
Put the safety valve off in a lighter.
No, hold on a second. I've almost got this.
Well, she fires off basically like a last pistol round out of reaction at the window, and of course goes. No, it doesn't even. It doesn't
no, I do it by reflex. But yeah, it's like come over here.
She walks on over.
Three words.
Okay, guys, they're back.
The propane tank drags it away from the door.
Yeah, they're backed away from the door. Go for it.
Go for what?
I think he wants you to try to cut through the door.
Oh, God.
Or do you want to try your chainsword? Do you think that would be more effective?
No.
These are solid reinforced.
Does it make more sense to try to go through the wall or the window?
Don't roll your fighting. The door does not
just
dodge.
Strength
and damage.
Presumably, you don't necessarily have to get this all in one hit, though,
that's
do you?
That's damage.
Yeah, you're just rolling damage, which is strength, which is strength.
You need to be able to do 14. You need to basically do 14 twice. Mm-hmm. If she rolls poorly enough with her sword, she will start damaging the sword. Because it's only a piece of metal swinging at... It's only a sword trying to cut down a giant fucking metal door.
Okay, that's fine. I'm not necessarily saying... You know, you try it once. If you do really poorly, you might decide it's a bad idea and stop. I'm cool with that.
Question. If I'm just using it as a sword, would it be a better idea to have someone with a higher strength try it? Or is that just more likely to damage the sword?
Unfortunately, if someone else uses it...
It's more likely to damage the person who grabs the sword.
Right. It'll rip their mind apart.
All right. I will tell you that the person
who's the highest strength doesn't exactly have the highest spirit.
There's a way that you can, like... do like a damage boost. You did it to me. Remember, you blessed my gun and it did an extra.
That was smite, I thought.
Yes, it's.
Is that worth it?
Smite.
That goes plus two, plus four.
That would probably work on yourself as well. Do we have anything else that would go through this door without creating a giant explosion?
Damage increased by plus two or plus four with a raise.
Giant explosion, not necessarily, but your crack rocket would chew that door apart.
Yeah, but it would also alert everybody in the building that we were here.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's about right.
The Melt-A-Bomb would go off fairly quietly.
Yes, but then you don't want to be anywhere near that door for a while.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and them in that nice confined space mm-hmm. with the boiler.
Yeah. It would not. It would not be pretty. Yeah, smite would do plus two plus four.
Okay.
Two plus two. One plus one.
Plus two plus, plus one.
Alright.
Wish you luck.
Good luck!
Do your psychic race or your psychic skill first. You have to cast the smite.
You do have to do psychic.
To cast smite.
Yeah, and if you do well, you get even more out of smite. Mm-hmm. So.
You can do it!
Four.
You increase your damage by two.
Okay, you can do it a little bit.
she can do a maximum of 16 if she rolls well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If she rolls max.
7, 9. Nope.
And that's a four, isn't it?
Yeah, it was a four.
Yeah. You can keep going.
Remember, it's an animate object.
You can't get raises
on them, because otherwise a cat could brush against the wall and knock it over.
Yeah. That would you can try. Awesome. Did it look like it did any damage to her sword? At 9.
At 9? No. At 8 is when she does damage to her sword.
So I try it one more time while you still have the boost on. If it doesn't work this time.
It's one round of boost.
Yeah, because you have three
she
rounds.
She has 3 rounds of it.
I'm keeping an eye on the security monitor.
Is there a way to repair the sword if I'm damaged?
Yes, you need someone with such high skills that basically...
The answer becomes no.
Not on this planet.
To Empire. Take it to the center of the Empire.
I basically indicate to the people, like, you know, it's like, 1 minute, I'll be, you know, we're not leaving, just hold on.
8 plus 2 is 10. You don't damage
this
it.
This is a 5.
Yep.
5 and 3.
Is 8 plus 2 is 10.
Oh, okay.
You do no damage.
I was like, there's no...
Either way.
Okay, so I go around and start unlocking the murder bots.
We're just going to have to...
we have to turn them on.
We'll have to blow our way through the door if we want to get them out.
Where's the on switch on these guys?
It says red... It's the little red button.
Hopefully the button is on the back.
Beep.
Activating defense protocol. Let's see. Anyone out in the hallway... You, identify yourself.
I give my name and rank of the Imperial Guard.
Well, then they kind of walk over to these doors. The door is locked.
Do
opened. All right, the four of them walk in to many surprised orcs. I'll have you guys roll to see how well they do.
Okay.
Servitors. Orcs. Orcs spend their turn going, look at that.
So what do we
do? I'm assuming that, okay. Did they blow completely through the door?
No, basically they just blow out the lock.
Did we see any place in here? Because they said ammunition was back in the there.
It's still back.
There's still munitions back there.
All right. They have a shooting of D6. Everyone go ahead and roll, see what you take out.
Just one.
Yep. You too, Ethan. There's four of them.
These are not wild card just murder bots.
I rolled a 5.
Then you'll hit.
Do I get to raise?
Yep, both of you guys raised. Two.
Yes. Becca got a 15.
All right. Now these guys do a total of 2d10.
My d10s haven't been rolling well.
Plus a d6 if you get a raise.
Plus a d6 if you get a raise.
Oh, shit.
One more pops.
Oh!
That's 20.
Yeah.
35!
Two orcs pop!
Can we take out a 35? With that, you want to start chewing on a death walker?
It's just shooting whatever's in front of it, so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Alright.
35!
Now that the orcs realize that it may be awesome, but it's awesome that's not on their side. Guys, get another round of shooting on them. Need a 4 better. Miss.
5.
Hit. 14. That's what goes pop.
It's like I evidently cannot hit worth ass when I'm not shooting for myself.
15? That'll kill. Alright. Now the 5 remaining orcs.
Go.
Boy! Let's see.
5-on-4, and we probably shoot better than they do.
One big shoot is down. Two big shoots are down, apparently. Okay, so and one normal. Two normal. Three normal. So three normal and two big shooters. That's about right. Alright, so three big shooters open up. So far, each one aimed at a servitor. And I need another D4. Bah.
No good hits. Choice, Nathan.
No hits. And this one's going to be ripped into tiny, tiny bits. One hit with a raise. 3d8. 7 does nothing.
Yay, murder boss.
And that one explodes. Yeah.
That one dies a lot.
Alright, and then...
That was yours.
Fair enough.
One normal hit. That's it. Another murder bot goes down. 2 murder bots down. 5 orcs to go. D4. Last 2 murder bots. Nothing. Apparently the big shooters are just so excited. They've been bored all day. One hit with a raise, and then the last one. Nine. Alright. Hit.
9.
Hit with a raise. And there we go. Then the last 2 orcs. Daka daka. Daka. 1 murder bot left.
Miss.
How do you know it was you?
Oh, I didn't.
You're the only one that rolled, though, so...
1, 2, 3, 4. It was indeed your murder bot.
Oh.
Your murder bot is dead.
Nada?
So when this thing goes down, are we just popping around the corner of the door and shooting? What are we doing?
Good question.
I'm fine with that.
Alright.
When are we going to get the people out of this room? after we kill the orc?
Apparently that's not a priority at this point.
We weren't aware that the gunslingers were going to go like right. Fucking psycho that shit crazy and go
after I didn't know. I wasn't aware the murder bots were going to immediately kick in and start functioning
no
matter what.
They went into patrol. Mm-hmm. They went into patrol mode. You're an Imperial Guardsman. Well, walk by. Walk into
the really quiet.
I'm planning on basically lying on the floor and popping around the corner with my grenade launcher and trying to hose on the couple of orcs in there. So, and meanwhile, while taking heavy cover.
Yeah, taking heavy cover, and I'm going to pop around the corner and try to take out one of those giant tin cans.
Let me go ahead and erase the battle map.
Okay.
That way I've kind of got at least some spatial layout for myself.
I'll pause it in the meantime while you're drawing that out.
Lobbing missiles at the...
Let's make it bad.
All right.
I have no idea. My first goal is to take out the missile launchers, then the flamer, mm-hmm. and then go from there.
Okay.
Nice. All right. Handing out the cards.
Well, that's a good sign.
Because I'm the Joker. I'm a smoker.
You're smoker.
King of Hearts.
Wasn't I lonely? It was a guess.
All right, you're down on your stomach,
mm-hmm.
crawling through the dirt. This is a good day for you.
This is a good day.
Looking at all the stuff you can steal brings you back to your youth.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And how?
Okay, well, I'll pop around the corner. I'm going to pop up.
I should be on the other side.
A frag one right there.
Give me a shot.
Do you think a single crack grenade would take out the door?
Maybe.
What door?
The door that the people are trapped behind.
Yeah.
You know, save
that would be a four with my hit. Two.
Yay, Joker.
Yeah. Alrighty.
Maybe we need enough to catch up 3d6 in it.
3d6, yeah.
You hear me, Jessica?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, that's why I have to
watch all my food. Cats.
Yeah, forest
in yellow.
They're looming.
5, 10, 13, 15 damage.
Four. I mean, kaboom!
Kaboom!
Why not on his. What? I should be on the other side.
Switch with me.
Mm-hmm. Nope. After all, I don't know if they sabotaged my food because we came in late.
Jerks. So. Who's next? Is it him?
The orcs.
Him. Yeah, orcs.
All right. You're on the ground, which is minus two. You have cover, which is minus two. We'll get a d4 minus four.
Now what happens if they get below zero?
They shoot themselves in the face.
That'd be nice.
Almost a hit. Almost a hit. Almost a hit.
They were getting really close.
Hmm. They're scuffing up your pot helm. Those guys are kind of sitting back there. And you suddenly begin seeing the arms kind of going, oish, oish, ah, ah. But you notice the legs don't seem to be cooperating with the rest of the body. They're not, and they can't pivot, so they can't fire their rockets at you. All right.
Spades. Or, actually, Becca first.
Mm-hmm.
Nine of clubs. If you burn six spell points, you can shoot each one of them with a 3d6 shot.
I'm just at this point. I'm just going to use my gun.
You have your bolt pistol, just so you know.
Or just
Are you planning on still using your laser rifle to take these guys out? Or?
No, not at this
can
point.
I
no.
I'm just going to run straight up.
Look
and
over
hit
him and shoot at this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No, I'll probably be pulling out the bolt pistol because it does more.
That, no, you got a four on the d4. That's
oh.
Explodes. Or aces is whatever they call it. Five.
Five either way.
Five minus two is a three. You will miss.
They've got cover.
Mm-hmm.
Four spades.
Right.
They're all equivalent, basically.
Yep.
They've all got cover.
Does any of these have any very vulnerable exploding parts?
Can we repair?
Nope.
Alright.
They're not normal vehicles. They've changed. They're different somehow.
All right. I'm going to take out this guy.
All right. Show him you do not approve.
Seven.
Minus two is a five, and you will hit, sir.
Right. Ten.
Ten?
Pen two.
I'll shake him.
Right.
Nathan.
I will attempt to shoot this thingy.
Which one of the rocket launchers?
This one.
All right.
Well, that's the one that I have the closest draw line on.
I like that one. The big red jaw.
Mm-hmm. His gob.
Seven.
Hit with a raise.
So how much damage does a crack missile do? Aside from the whole no armor.
27 D10.
What?
All right. I don't have that many D10s.
I have a how dice roller.
It does 4D10, AP20. However, these cannot ace.
Are the crack grenades at all AP?
Not really, actually.
Yeah.
Which is kind of funny, considering the crack...
Crack grenades aren't used on people, usually. Unless you're fired from a gun.
Okay. Yeah.
17, 20. AP 20.
So the you guy shake with the it. Rocket launcher.
Wow. I shook it. Wow. That's not good.
Who's next?
Too bad I can't fit any damage rolls.
If you had no mercy.
There's a rule of reserve.
Oh, wait. Edge. Wait. 26 points of damage.
I
forgot I had to hit it with a raise.
Here.
There
we go. Extra it or something.
Oh.
I swear I...
Did we just pull two jokers? In a row?
In a row? Hey, get back here. Do I not get a...
You both got jokers. Ellie just said you both got jokers in a row.
I swear I shuffled them.
Uh-huh.
All right, what can I do this?
I see how you shuffled them.
Although, to be honest with you, when I was playing, they both came up in a row anyways. So that was your shuffling.
All right.
It's kind of fitting that the person with the missile launcher goes last.
Oh,
Shadonk.
Mm. It is an action to reload it, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Big surprise.
Where are you going for, my friend?
Do I see any... Okay. Those are all tank shells, right?
Mm-hmm. Inside of cases.
Oh. Okay.
If I had incendiary missiles, mm-hmm. I'd launch an incendiary missile over there, because it would just... Mm-hmm. But I'm pretty sure since a cracked missile implodes... Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't cause a fire.
It wouldn't cause an explosion.
All right. Well, those guys don't seem to be moving right now, so we can fire a missile their direction later. Mm-hmm. So, without any... I'm assuming it would be cheating to make a second repair check.
Since you have the Joker, I would allow it. Any other credit wouldn't.
Okay.
Question.
It's basically a great moment of insight.
Tank? Repair check for what?
Oh, I want to see if anything...
Okay,
anything.
Right.
No, I don't have driving.
Right. Do blank there for a moment?
You should get into one of these suckers and just drive it around and shoot things.
Considering it. Except the driving is usually separate from the gunnery because the tank's that big.
Well, he can gun, right? So if you two both hop in the tank...
He can gun quite well, in fact, from previous experience.
With a LAS, right? With a LAS cannon.
Okay, so what is it? It is a... No, no matter what it is.
One of these two?
Okay.
Huh?
So
you could take one and be one of these two?
The Punisher is the one with the big-ass Gatling thing on it,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
The Demolisher will take out buildings, because it's like AP-60 or something.
So you probably want this one.
Is the Gatling thing on a turret up there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a turret. It has two sponsons of heavy bolters. It's got a front hole-mounted heavy bolter.
And then there's heavy bolters on the sides.
More DACA. That is how it is described.
Alright, I'm just going to shoot this guy again. Right. Or no, we're going to shoot the guy that's not shaken.
Alright.
Well, if I basically get up and move my pace...
It's an 8.
11.
Minus 2. It's a hit with a raise.
You're going to try to take the Punisher?
Wow, that's shitty. Okay. 5, 8, 9, 10, 11.
10-2. 11?
Yeah.
Let me check. That'll kill him. Just barely.
Good. Yay, Joker.
Even.
I'm just moving, so I get up. Then I'm going to run.
He gets to roll a d10, don't you?
Yes, he does.
Doesn't matter.
He runs like everybody else does.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I mean, I get up on the thing.
And that's what you do.
Obviously taking cover.
Why'd you do this, Ethan? 1, 2. You should have just done 1. No, you didn't. You counted from there, didn't you?
7, 8, well, whatever. Either way, I get up on the damn tank, so.
Go you.
All right, then we go to Becca.
Who can't do shit.
Oh, you can still blow people's brains up.
Yeah.
No.
Or shoot with a rifle or something.
How many points do I have left? I'll just...
You could also,
Are you leaking?
Probably.
I bet I bet a crack grenade would open that door. But it may not be the safest time to try to get them out.
No, now's not a good time.
No, I'll just use one of my bolts.
He's already shaken.
Yeah, I'll just aim at him.
Sorcery.
Oh.
Double one!
Wizard!
Well, nobody's totally close to me.
The only person who would be affected is Nathan.
Yeah, you should do that. He's got a rocket launcher. If anybody's going to freak out, I would rather it not be the person with
the crack missile launcher.
Step away. You see me flinch.
Nosebleed.
Six.
There we go.
Success with a raise.
Okay. So it's 2d6 plus...
3d6.
Plus 1d6.
Yes. Who's at home?
This guy.
The guy who's already shaken.
Yeah. Oh. I can see him better than the other dude.
11?
Yeah.
That'll allow to do it.
Second chicken puts him down.
Hmm. And you are reloading?
Yeah, on 5, but he gets to go before me.
I haven't seen
what he's basically going to open fire on that guy since he's closest.
Assuming I still have
almost. Almost. Those guys are itching. And you guys kind of begin hearing revving. That's right, you hear revving from across the room through a silenced wall coming from that room.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll go that way.
Can we see anything through the windows?
Not at this distance. Not really.
Okay.
Nathan reloads.
Ha-chunk.
Ha. Ha! That'll teach you to have jokers.
Apparently so.
Apparently so, yeah.
Alright, you want to shuffle these players?
I don't know, I kind of suck at shuffling.
I like the way you shuffle. You can give us 2 jokers in a row.
Yeah, look what happened last time.
Yeah, well, roaring out of this room.
Oh, he's a
You see this crazy looking orc on a bike. Mm-hmm. And mounted on either side of this monstrosity of a bike with these giant exhaust things and no mufflers are strapped 2 big shooters. And he wheels the bike over in your general direction, begins laying waste to this area, going, "Daga, daga, 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 daga!" And he points to those guys and says, "Get in there, you swords!" While the entire time he's pulsing.
Shoot him, shoot him, shoot him!
Uh-oh.
Through a wall. Ho! Jesus Christ, Ethan, Andre.
That's right. Damn it, Ethan.
Yeah, I'm a son of a...
Damn it, Ethan! Look what you're doing!
I know, I'm a bastard.
One hit, one hit with a raise, basically one on each of you.
Through a fucking wall!
Well, you guys poke out and fire.
Not right at the moment, we don't.
Right. We've got the movement. We've got the movement to, like, use fire and come back.
I guess that's true. So I guess it's just laying waste to the walls.
Strategy.
So next time there will be no wall to protect us.
Looks like it at this rate.
Sure.
I think it's just using larger dice. I don't even know if it's.
Yeah. Basically,
You go the first shooter here, blink, 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 as a couple bolts actually go, and I assume neither two nor three will get through either of your guys' toughness.
No.
But the wall itself is not. You kind of go.
The wall itself is.
It's like we shouldn't be able to. Yeah.
You open the door from the other side. And these guys are like, yay! Finally! You could all move them 12 in that in this word direction.
Just basically. Hey, get out of that purse! Now!
Yeah, Becca. That was just for the sake of the people listening.
We have a narcoleptic, or we have a narcoleptic kitty.
You're a kleptomaniac or a narcoleptic?
Kleptomaniac, sorry.
Fun.
Pick up yours.
What's this guy doing?
I'm pretty fired.
I'm pretty sure all cats are kind of narcoleptic.
He's like, eh.
Your wall that you were hiding behind is no longer there.
Jesus Christ. Well,
I think you found your new target for that missile.
Yeah, I'm going to try. Those cards are shuffled now.
By the way, you know there were 10 grots in here, but you do not see 10 grots.
Do we see any grots?
No, but you can probably hear some whimpering underneath the tanks.
That is an 8 and another 6.
Ho! Another 8 and another 6.
Somehow, Nathan, I think you killed a raise.
19.
I somehow think that beats the DC4, but just barely.
Mm-hmm.
Only by 15. You're fine.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's pretty good. Oh, well, it's not an inanimate object. It's a dude.
Mm-hmm.
They explode. That explodes too.
Eight.
It continues exploding!
So 27, they don't explode
on 8. The end, oh, okay.
Well, they do, but not the.
27, 37, 39 plus 8 is 47. AP 20.
Boom!
Alright. First is 4.
Don't you touch those damn bennies! He's dead!
First is 4 field goes off.
His what?
Force field, that's what his pulsing back is.
Oh.
And you said how much?
47. My AP 20.
Fuck your bike!
He may be safe, but his bike is gone. The bike is devoured.
I'm just seeing the last scene in. I'm just seeing the very last scene in Kick-Ass right now. Mike.
All
right,
that's 9 wounds, Nathan.
Oh, I'm taking this. It's like everything is fine.
Well, I'm right. Taking a fucking rocket launcher.
Before the missile penetrates, his shield absorbs two wounds. So he only has to soak off
7.
7. Here's the first useless penny.
7?
Yeah.
Second penny.
1 we're looking at 1 wound so far. And then the third last penny.
Nice shot, sir.
Move it, you sods!
Shoot! Boom!
These guys are all running past. They're going there.
Don't stomp! Don't you don't hit the warhead. The warhead
pull the metal
back off. Spinner's like.
Oh, that was anticlimactic.
I don't know, I took out a wall.
But that is very 40k. I'm a badass! So is my pistol.
It's like, wow.
Get him! I'm just like,
have you ever.
It's like, mine's a big at.
I've been watching Buffy the Vampire Slayer and remembering the episode. I don't know if you ever watched it with the judge. No weapon forged by man could kill him. Well, he. That was before. Now there are, like, rocket launchers and stuff. She shoots him with a rocket launcher.
Uh-huh.
He's like, what's that?
Hi, buddy.
It worked, Becca.
Okay,
yeah,
so
that's
I
what
can
I'm seeing here.
Yeah.
Get to torture someone? Man, they didn't even have chainsaws the last time I tortured somebody.
So if I want to do 2 bolts.
That's 2 points. And if you want to use them up to 3d6, it increases it a point per bolt. Yeah, that'd be 4 power.
I actually have not finished season 3. I'm most of the way through season 3.
How many do we Netflix. Know? Do I know how many?
Well, we have
take,
all.
How much damage just, it takes to just, take these things
it's
down?
It's been years.
Probably about 11.
Don't 11.
I never really watched it that much.
Started on Buffy.
Which means 2d6 usually doesn't
petered out before.
Right.
I got about halfway through.
Except for
the private has of course seen them.
Okay, I'll do one on each of these two.
Hence the cat just being named Buffy Willow and Xander.
I need to roll
separately.
By the way,
Nathan, you had a D12 so plus 2 toughness. Or bigger.
Yeah. Although I gotta say, Giles is
it's like
Giles is pretty bad.
Alright. Roll for each one separately.
Yep.
Yeah, you didn't even stop to see if you hit. You're reloading. You're like, yeah. Alright.
Black one is that one.
Where'd he go?
Black one is that one.
He just triggered up the whole wall. I'm like, fuck. Back down. Missile out. Push in. Pull around. Reload. Recharge. Get back. Oh, he's gone.
Shit, where'd he go?
There's like bits of him like glittering from the sky.
He has a cloaking device.
That will shake him.
Which one? That both of them or just one of them?
Exactly. You have to roll for each one.
Okay. Yep.
Now this guy. Oh. 10.
You're gonna do a minimum of 11.
Yeah. 12.
Like, that was awesome as his brain leaks out his nose.
You took away my little black one.
Sorry.
Brian.
Sorry to make it a little.
Oh no! Tyler did that to me too during Rippers.
It was like he comes in and like chews apart the wall. What am I supposed to do? Shoot at the one more of the walkers, or am I going to take out the target that could literally?
Are you asking
lay
me or your teammates? Because I would recommend using a rocket on that window.
Yeah. No.
Right here, dude. Right here. Next shot.
I'm going to go ahead and just. Is he still shaking?
Mm.
Okay,
he was
I'm just going to shoot him.
He just shot horribly last time.
Mm. He's got cover.
You
just like stick
see,
your stick your rifle up through a big hole in the wall.
Seven.
Minus two. He got right. Seven minus two, so he got
five. Ten. Ten two.
And absorbs his 1 point of armor.
I'm hopping in the big Gatling turret thing.
Mm. All right. They basically only put one single round.
Uh-huh.
They put one basically single load.
Ah.
Which means that it has a total of 20 shots. It is rapid fire 20.
All right, well.
You meant fair.
Yeah.
However, the downside is they do have to be adjacent targets.
So you can kill all three of these guys.
Basically, you go. You don't really so much aim.
Click and spray.
Whoa. That's about right.
Let's do it.
Remember the scene where the guy picks up the chain, the minigun, and Predator and starts mowing down the trees? Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright. That's what's going on right now.
What do you
Forrest,
need?
Get out of that purse.
You can fire all the way up to 20 shots.
I learned my eraser earlier.
You'll learn.
No, you
okay.
Alright. You're right.
Our friends that smoke. One of our friends that smokes, they made the mistake of leaving their purse on the ground after we told them to keep an eye on their purse. They came back and shoot through like half their pack of cigarettes.
Obviously firing at these three. So that's not going to help, but that's the first three shots. What do I need to hit as far as cover
four.
Bonuses and anything? Okay, so that's going to be two hits on that guy. And the next dude.
One hit. Last guy. One hit.
Now, do you want to do your remaining, like, 12 shots?
Mm-hmm.
On this guy.
Yeah, he's dead.
Yeah.
That's five.
Three more hits on that guy.
So five.
Three more hits on that guy.
Four.
Two more hits plus an extra. So there's lots of spraying and death over there. And I unload the thing.
Ground begins to, kind of indent from the low impact shots.
It's like,
then I look for other ammo.
It's probably all back here.
But then I look up and see the demolisher.
Mm. Ooh. Well, here's my card. I'm going to stay cover and reload.
On the 7, this orc can decide whether or not he's learned better yet. Alright, Ethan, you're up first.
Alright, so what's on this one?
That'll blow through buildings. That's a
single heavy breach shell.
Right.
It's like eight. It's like armor penetration.
And that's the plasma one.
You should totally melee this guy.
That's a standard layman rust. That's one
standard
you've been on
tank
before.
Turret. And
okay.
And
it also has bolters on it.
It has two heavy bolters on the side, and most of the time it has a heavy bolter on the front, but occasionally, if you're lucky, you get one with a las cannon.
We'll hop on that one then.
All right, you run over, open that one up, hop on down. Back up.
I'm just going to shoot with my gun.
Let's see if he gets a chance to realize how screwed he is.
Proper fucked, as I believe.
He's the cock of the walk.
That's a four.
Four.
Go ahead.
He's not in cover, so.
Two,
six. Yep. I'm waiting for
you
to roll.
These things are still roaring up too, aren't they?
You're four. Yeah.
Well,
no, the one.
One is six.
Or one of the die is kind of hard to read for me.
This is my main reason of hopping in the tank and we'll start taking shots at these guys. Six.
Hit.
Seven. 10-2.
You shake him.
Wasn't he already shaken? Oh, that's right.
No. Different guy. Nothing.
He does not unshake. He will go ahead and... Let's see if he makes a smart check. Nope.
1, 2, 3. Oi! Come here! I thought he was shaken.
He can still move. He can either move or shoot.
Right.
He can only do one action.
Nine spades.
Gambit.
Fuck. Goddamn it.
Oh, yeah, I think I just killed the rocket launcher guy. Do not want.
All right. Just crawl over the wall, dude. It's gone.
Did this guy hop in the tank with me?
No, he's climbing up
on top of the tank.
Oh, okay.
Oi!
My poor boy.
Yeah.
You're the red.
Yeah. Dead.
Alright, honestly, since the rocket launcher has gone down, unless someone walks within this range, it's not worth finishing. It's not worth rolling it out.
Noted.
It's okay, I pop in the gunnery thing and start taking shots at these guys to blow them up.
On mine, I crawl over the wall to get a good bead on the one with the flamethrower, and I pop a rocket at it.
Apparently they want to.
Well, I'll take bead and aim. You take my time.
That's fine.
I go over to
just
you.
Just mark off a rocket.
You, I radio you. Like, give me a crack grenade.
Oh, well, the ones I have can only be fired, remember. Through the
only be fired?
Can only be fired through the grenade launcher.
Oh, okay.
Maybe there's ammo over here.
Give me your grenade. What?
I also toss you one.
Well, give me your. Pass up your grenade launcher then. I go blow the door.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll see the woman kind of helping the guy.
Basically, one way or another, we're taking. Yeah. Take
and I give him the canteen.
I'm sure they're hearing. They're hearing from the other room. And then, that one didn't go down. Shoot it again!
Yeah. We're winning. But you still might want to keep your head down those bits. Anything interesting in the supply room?
Like, don't forget cigarettes. The little grot thingies.
I'm not going to shit about grots.
I hop in the tank and just
scatter.
If you get one on your boot, be sure to scrape it off.
We come back in the room and you guys are just going back and forth over these little things.
Okay, we have
what?
We have six tanks here that are functioning. One of these we're going to use to demolish this building. The Nova will, when the plasma, core goes critical, it'll take out this entire area.
You're going to teach me how to drive?
Well, can we set the things on a timer at all?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I'm thinking no, one on top of that, one on
unfortunately,
there.
They don't like the guardsmen. Do that.
There's no such thing as too much of an explosion.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying
someone set one in the control room, too.
What you guys failed to realize is no, they didn't design a timer because they hate Imperial Guardsmen. And beep!
Well, that would make sense. It is. Yeah. Well, that was going to be in the next model.
They didn't realize this was going to be a suicide mission, regardless of whether we succeeded.
Well, I'm saying,
Jessica,
did you want some of this?
Basically, if we move some stuff around, get this out of the way. We move this one over here.
Mm-hmm.
We move the this one over here. Then one on each of those. That would freaking level
the level of the building.
Okay, well, I mean, we'll
level the freaking
hill.
Okay, well, I'm coming.
Take
the
Punisher.
More than
grab,
one.
Grab the bolter. Grab the bolter rounds from here.
Yeah,
I'll salvage.
Go see if we can find bolter rounds and whatnot.
Yeah, I mean,
salvage the hell out of them.
You guys will be able to load. Basically, reload your tank.
Yeah.
And
multiple tanks. We're all going to drive out of here with a tank.
Yeah, I intend for every single one of us to drive out with a tank, except for the guy with no leg, because he can double up with the girl.
You at least have to have two people per tank.
Why?
One to man the gun and one to man the...
Why do we need a gun? We're just driving.
Alright.
I want to be with somebody. I'm not going to be the one who ends up
If you're going to do it that way, then you have no real communications, because your radios will not penetrate the amount of steel
so
that's on
comms.
We
can take three tanks. So we should take the Demolisher, the Punisher, and a standard Lehman Russ, and get the other two near where the Melta explosion is going to go so that they create enough shrapnel to wipe out anything that could be in this place.
Because otherwise, basically, you have to have someone within communication range.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is too damn thick for radio waves to penetrate.
Is it worth taking our time with this a little bit more and driving the other two outside so we can come pick them up later? And it would be worth coming back to pick them up.
We're not coming back.
Fine.
No. We can't come back.
Okay, fine.
They'll be gone.
I just don't like leaving stuff behind that's perfectly usable.
Okay.
Well, they're not going to be usable when we leave
them. Well, yeah.
They're going to be slag.
Okay, fine. So we take the Punisher, we take the Demolisher, and we take a Lehman Russ.
All right.
Who's the one? We load them up.
I've had good luck with the Punisher, so...
I will drive the Demolisher.
And I will...
I'll drive the Punisher. I can do that.
And I will, with help, I will attempt to drive the Lehman Russ.
Mm-hmm.
Just open the wall up for me, and I'll just...
Where are you, Becca?
She's in the tank with me.
I am.
Or with me.
Oh, actually, no.
Typically,
I'm be with him because he's her guard. So the two wounded people are with me. I'm sure one of them knows how to drive a tank and can give me pointers.
Mm.
Well, one of them needs to be in here.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, one of them has to be in here with him. But some poor sod has to ride with the crazy person.
Well, we know
the guy with one leg, then he can't get away.
We know he's attracted to guys, so we'll put the guy in the tank with me and we'll leave the woman with him.
Dude, I'm up for anything. Omnisexual here.
He's driving, though. He's busy. And she's the one that's armed. That's more like it.
Whatever.
I'll look at the guy that's wounded and hand him, you know, a sea rat and say, you know how to drive this thing well?
Yeah.
Okay, give me some pointers here, because I'm new to this.
This model? The Obliterator?
Okay,
Obliterator.
Yeah, it's the name of the tank. Take her easy. She has a hard kick when she first starts.
Before we load up the other prisoner here, I pull her aside. I give her my. It's like, this is a cyanide pill in case he tries anything. All right, fair enough. Don't say you weren't.
And I smile at her while I'm eating one of mine. When I'm too tasty.
All right. Anyway.
I'll attempt to move.
Honestly, there's not enough of a rush to have to worry about getting out with in time.
Yeah.
You guys are fine.
So resounding success.
We can pull about a mile, a click away, and we look back and watch the building go up.
And it goes. And it goes.
Yeah.
As the forest around it catches fire.
Or as the flaming. Debris, the plasma flaming debris is now raining down on the tank.
Well, actually, what happens is the melt. Yeah. Where was it going? Wow, that was bigger than even I anticipated. We should probably go before the debris starts raining on us while we're standing.
And all I would say is I told them we could dance.
This is interesting, learning how to drive this thing. I'm learning how to drive it while I'm driving it.
No, I just. They did not have any idea we were going to do so well. This is awesome.
No, the orcs in the first room almost killed them. They put their big bad dudes in the front door.
A rough start, and then we did fine. We did way more than they expected.
All because of one lucky ass shot.
I'm going to make
there were a couple of good shots, but that was an exceptionally
We're coming back with three tanks. We're going to want to notify them that we are coming back in three tanks, so they're not like, oh, hey, look, targets.
is like, well, those are all our targets, and they're not defaced, so let's at least give them the benefit of the doubt. Yeah, true.
I would... You still want...
We do have radio. Fine! Alright. So, we gleefully drive our way back.
It's fun to drive me.
We're having a raven ours.
I turn on the radio and it's playing the girl from me. As you guys, mine drives by, I think,
it's so sweet, it's so cool, puberty love.
What?
Blaring.
No, yours drives by, it's like,
dancing queen.
Goodbye, a little bit later.
And you swear you hear me singing along at the top of my lungs.
My tank's just quiet, and you hear, okay, what's this controller? Don't touch that! Okay.
What's this do?
You hear, like, gears grinding.
Not that! Oh, sorry!
There went the first gear, and the second, and the third.
Why don't you let him drive?
Of course, there's a clever montage as you guys drive back.
It's a montage.
And occasionally, you know, it shows a panel of, you know, an explosion of orcs flying around, and people going, taking pictures by the dead orc corpses.
That are still, you know, yelling at you.
You drive through.
I tell the lady, it's like, honey, if you spot any orcs, feel free to blow them off the planet. I don't care. So you've been strapped in there for like IG. 2, 3, 4, 6
they're
weeks.
Down here. These are non-coms.
Okay.
Non-combatants.
Sure.
He, once you actually get to know him, he is actually the son of a ranking house in Hive 13.
Oh.
He basically joined the military because his brother was inheriting everything.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. One became a priest, one joined the military.
He was son number five, where he's just like,
All I could do is I stayed home was be the
I'm
one.
I'm not inheriting anything, my sleep so I'm going to go this way.
Progress to
but
get.
Still.
And
son of a noble, that's son of a, you know, that's good. For all we know, all the other four might be dead.
Yeah, that might be, he may be lucky.
How about the chick?
Mm-hmm. Alright, you guys, head on back.
No,
we want to know about the woman.
Oh, the woman?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
She is a fairly common... She's a farm girl, too.
A street
That's girl. Why she's... that's why she's more sturdy than the noble.
That's also why she's still alive.
She was conscripted when basically the IG patrol went by, and they saw her defending her house from a squad of five orcs with a chainsaw.
Maybe she's your cousin.
Yeah.
No, I'm pretty sure I'd recognize her.
I pretty much tell her, it's like, alright, you spot any orcs, feel free to...
And she does.
Go to town with that bolter.
It's like, squirrel!
Nice shot.
He is actually not hoity-toity at all. Mm-hmm. In fact, you'd almost say that he's...
Sitting in his own feces for a week probably helps knock some of that out of him.
Despite having been knocked down, he still kind of obeys his own code. Mm-hmm. Of honor.
He's very proud.
He still considers himself a nice gentleman, but he's not as douchebaggy as Collins was.
Mm. Yeah. Well, he's still a higher ranking officer, so he's still CERN.
I don't think he's an officer.
He's non-combat, but usually if he's not conscript, he's higher than me. I'm like private sub-private as a conscript.
He is an officer.
Third assistant peon.
Yeah.
He is the lowest rank of lieutenant, but he is a lieutenant.
Yeah, which means he is a higher ranking officer.
And she's just a corporal, but she's also slightly unhinged.
Mm. So she and I are riding home.
The idea of prisoners doesn't quite click with her.
Mm. She and I are...
Why am I not dead?
Getting along
I don't understand. Something must be wrong.
Nothing's wrong.
So... Anyway.
Alright, so as you guys kind of puddle on, you guys drive on up, you'll notice a bunch of people kind of looking at the tanks going, kind of flipping through their charts going, they look at the name and go, change it from MIA.
Yeah, to...
You guys drive on up.
It's
like, MIA, mission is awesome.
Open up the, you know, open up the thing, get out.
Basically the engineering corps basically takes them from you going, thanks! What are your guys' names? Let me mark this down.
Private Jacobs. List my infantry.
SMS, mm-hmm. Wilton Wilson Belton. Rolex.
Rolex?
Rolex.
Oh, okay.
We need a medic.
Like they call it.
Bring it. On it.
It's like, oh, it's not for us. We're fine.
Man, well, actually, you, man, pleasure meeting you. I'm going to go pray.
We do have two wounds. Two.
I'm going to go kill someone.
Three wounded.
Not someone. An orc. There's lots of orcs here still.
Someone's fine. Let's go.
Is she going to join the Marines? Right. She seems almost as crazy as you.
Almost.
I'll help. I'll help the officer out.
I'm going to go pray.
Let me help you out.
And then I'm going to go get patched up.
Oh, all this leg stopped working. Oh, that hurts.
Okay, let's go.
He's like, pins and needles! Pins and needles!
Tingling!
Okay.
I'll help him down, get him down on the ground, and then, you know, the medics, I'm sure, will come up.
You will find that Apollo's team... Hobbs, and Harrison were one of the other teams that were selected.
Poor bastards.
Aww. Yeah.
And they were, they returned successful from having basically walked into the underhive of, Hive 13 and found that that's where the war boss was patrolling.
Hmm.
And apparently he was in mega armor now. In basically tank-like armor.
Hmm.
Apollo actually managed to successfully basically subjugate two underhive gangs and use their illicit stolen weapons, which he then reclaimed, upon them.
This is mine.
Hobbs successfully made it out. Apollo is made it out without anything. In fact, he's kind of carrying around this orc head as a trophy.
Go, Sergeant Apollo.
Harrison found a new plasma gun stolen from the... stolen from the underhive gang members.
Mm-hmm.
And the last member, unfortunately, was KIA.
Who was the last member? Because Hobbs... No, Hobbs made it up fine.
It was another recruit.
Unknown.
Some blue
guy.
Red shirt number one.
Red shirt number one. And then basically Apollo press ganked the remaining gang members into service.
It's like, the boss is quite strong. He's strong with you. How strong? As strong as a small pony.
Well, that's quite strong.
They elected another group who was doing about just as well as you guys to go after Crazy Cobb. Unfortunately, they haven't reported back.
Mm. They're dead.
Well, we got these tanks.
Omelet, eggs, you know.
Can't make an omelet without killing some people?
Exactly. You can't make an omelet without killing a bunch of people.
Mm. Killing a bunch of orcs.
Mm.
Or people.
So.
I prefer not
to. Right.
Good then, job! And then I go have them.
Are you offering to fist bump with the power fist?
Meat gut wrencher. I hate you!
Oh. It's like...
Oi!
That feels actually really good.
Watch for the teeth.
Hang on. All right, grab by the tusks. And here we go. And...
Alright.
Destroy my farmlands. Ruin my town.
Ugh. Do the lamentations of the women.
Yes.
When I crushed my enemies.
So I drew them before me.
I have one. I have a wound, so I need to go patch that.
Just like the man.
Go get that patch.
All
right. Break the horses right off onto him.
Wait.
What was that from?
Blazing Saddles.
Oh, yeah.
No, Three Amigos.
Yeah, does he say it's Amigos Three Amigos?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I have Blazing Saddles.
I was also thinking of Blazing Saddles, but yeah, 30 Amigos.
You guys are, of course, you know, kind of sitting there patting yourself on the back.
I'm not patting myself on the back. I'm just glad we made it back alive, and we brought back people as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm patting myself
on
the back.
Come on, you're happy about the tanks.
Apollo looks at you and says, I need to talk to you.
We got a spare melted
bomb. Ah, all right.
Like four or five
we
extra.
We have two spare melted bombs.
So,
okay, we have two spare melted bombs.
Ass at that
guy
love
about,
the head. Nice.
Yeah, thanks. Guy about this tall. Power armor like you guys, except it's black as night. Does that mean anything to you?
Go ahead and give me... How many missiles do you use?
Give me a common use. Basically, three.
I used four. No, I would have used four.
Okay.
Because I used two, and then I fired a third one, so we guessed seven. Another one with the...
That yeah, so sounds like a Chaos Marine to you.
Hey. Where'd you see this dude?
He was talking with this guy.
Oh. Because it sounds like a Chaos Marine.
That's what I thought. That's what I put in my report. They said, yep. And then I was told by the commanding officer that there is no chaos here.
Roger that. There is no chaos here.
The greater good.
So
good. Avanos. So, do we get officially patted on the back?
I make it a point to annoy
the orc.
The orc. Orc. Flick on his nose. Orc.
All right.
Poking the eye.
Yeah. Oh, oi, you say. But we have a very important question to ask you. Will it blend? Come here.
Let me ask you this. Is it safe? Is it safe? And jab his teeth.
Is it secret? Is it safe?
You guys get to basically rest for 72 hours as you are kind of patted on the back, like getting an official pat on the back.
Corporate fellation.
And eventually a higher ranking, basically a captain walks by and says, all right, you four, come here.
Yes, sir.
It's been passed on to me that your group has been performing exceptional service.
Mm.
You guys apparently have gone through every sort of situation and come out smelling like a damn rose.
Except for him. But we don't talk about it.
Oh, if roses smell
He's not
like
within
that.
My power. He's a space marine.
No deal.
I wish we found somebody who was in his power so we could kick it in the ass.
I've been...
Sorry, sir.
Carry on. I've been... I've been bestowed the power to
smells like space
make
marine.
One of you a sergeant leading a squad. Who is it? I'll let you decide.
I know I don't have a vote, but no, I'm just like...
Everybody's pointing at someone different.
You are
I've
higher
been here
ranked
the
than me.
Yes. Alright. Like, I'm the oldest.
You're a sergeant?
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir.
Who do you take as your second officer?
Second officer.
It's gonna be one of us because we know he doesn't like him.
Well, he's also outside the purview, so and I'm
he's outside the Imperial Guard. They have no command over him.
Do either of you have any strong?
I have no aversion for or against. So,
okay,
that is up to you, sir, Sergeant.
In that case, just because I think it may be helpful. I'm going to go ahead and make her the second, just
yes,
because
sir.
She needs some extra pull.
Yes,
it might keep some pressure off of her back.
Oh, so you like me now?
I didn't say that. Shut your damn face.
You are still the rank of corporal, and you now are actually a full-fledged member of the Imperial Guard as opposed to conscript.
Thank you, sir.
They remove the white strip on your helmet, a.k.a. the expendable strip.
Peel, no.
No, it's more like, wait... We didn't engineer these things to come off. We thought they would just... Here's a new helmet.
I thought they would just get blown. Usually we get these back with a lot of holes in them. Yeah. Or we don't get them back at all.
I'm now officially a private.
You're now an actual guardsman.
Usually we get them back, we gotta mop things out of it. It's pretty nasty.
Wow.
Nothing personal. You don't feel, like, slighted or anything?
No. No,
sergeant. All right, good.
No, sergeant. I don't feel slighted.
Apollo will walk up.
Congrats.
Yeah. At least now you're an equal. You, don't give him any shit.
Yes,
you,
sir.
Give him shit.
Yes, sir. Him?
Belay that order!
I thought he was pointing at you, so I'm okay with that.
Alright. I'm used to it.
So, he, Hobbs, and of course Harrison, kind of, you know. Salute you guys. Mm. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Your first orders come down to you, which of course you then get to pass out. It's time for an actual push. They're going to be trying to push the orcs out of Hive 13, and you guys, your responsibility is to stay here. They do not want you on the front lines.
Hmm. Oh, so we're not expendable anymore, so we don't get to do the exciting stuff.
Well, we don't get to do the orc. You don't get to do the fun stuff.
You sure
stuff
we don't
anymore.
Need to kill Crazy Cobb?
Okay, Crazy Cobb has gone missing.
Hmm. Oh, so he's no longer at Hanover?
No, they failed. He went underground.
Well, he was already going underground. That's what I'm worried about.
No, I'm what I mean by that, sir, is when the assassination component failed, he went off the radar so that he couldn't be tracked, so that a second attempt couldn't be done against him. That's a very common tactic, if I remember correctly from my tactic
not for
book.
Orcs.
Yeah, that's true.
He's not a normal orc. Do we have any ideas about local... Is there any other psychers here that are... like?
Speaking of which...
Wait.
Okay.
As you guys
as you guys are kind of in downtime, I have an idea, a plan for something that may that you guys kind of might do.
Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, this is whether basically they pass down the order. He needs to go speak with the scoutmaster, and they recommend you for the job.
To go
escort him.
Yes, sir.
Because your new recruits haven't arrived yet.
I have been requested to escort. I'm sorry, I don't know what your rank is.
I am so sorry.
No, out of character, I don't know what your rank is. I'm sure in character, your character knows.
I'm just a scout.
Scout, Rolek.
Just Space Marine.
Watch
scout.
Out for your cornhole, bud.
And she. I've survived this far without having any problems.
And she is scheduled for another.
I think you're probably too pretty for him.
She is scheduled for another neural operation. Which she will definitely need someone there afterwards. But if you want, you could just leave her there in the waiting room. You have no idea what neural surgery is.
I think you're like my ride home.
Sure.
as opposed to, you
would know what a neural operation is. Basically, in order to help prevent psychers from going crazy from hearing voices all the time, they basically put
a neural inhibitor.
Dampeners in your brain, kind of slowing you down a little.
I need this operation.
All right.
Like, you need a new pair of shoes.
Hey, his shoes are nice.
It's like, in fact, if anybody here had nicer shoes, they probably are on my feet now. So, I am going to, let's see, I would like to send a... Okay, is it likely that there will be other psychers present?
Or there are definitely the doctors psychers here.
Okay.
Because they're basically the ones who kind of have to oversee the operation.
All right. Is there someone there that I can talk to that won't like be so horribly distracted they're going to lobotomize our teammate?
Yes.
Okay. I would like to question them about any possible reason why the orc psyker would be digging in Hanover.
Okay. I'm going to do them, then I'll do you guys, okay?
Okay.
All right. You guys walk on over, and you see the impressive form that is Scout Menor... Master Arcanus. He actually has a light facial beard, and you can see that he is heavily augmented, having survived hundreds of battles. And he basically looks at you and says, "Good job,
sir.
You might prove a worthy Space Marine yet. Almost.
I'll do my best, sir."
"And I hear this is your escort,
sir.
What have you found so far?"
"I report to him then."
"Have you ever deal with that skull?"
"No. You guys said something about it, but..."
"Hmm. I don't know."
I tell him everything. You know, everything.
"You found Brother Razorus."
"Yes, sir."
"And where? With who?"
"At the, at the mines. He was held captive by, I forget who it was, but the...
Sorcerer.
Sorcerer guy.
Who he shot with the las cannon, and he survived."
"Yes."
"Mm-hmm.
The great enemy is here,
sir.
And 3 Space Marines are missing. No orc would be able to capture Space Marines effectively."
"No, sir."
"That must mean that the enemy has them."
"Yes, sir."
"It is now your personal duty to reclaim these 3.
"Yes, sir. Will do."
"That is your orders."
"Yes, sir."
"What is the enemy?"
"Good luck."
"Thank you, sir."
And if he didn't, I'm assuming he already knew, but I would have said something about Apollo and the Space Marine he saw.
"And then the great enemy is here. You must find them."
"Yes, sir."
"It's chaos."
"They are the great enemy. They're the great betrayers, too. And they all used to be regular Space Marines, and they betrayed the Emperor to strike against him."
"Yeah, different factions of Space Marines... during a time called the Horus Heresy, they basically went rogue and tried to take out the Emperor, and then those entire sections of Marines turned into Chaos Marines after
certain
uprising was defeated.
Yeah, certain,
they just fell to chaos.
Yeah, but certain sects mm-hmm. of Space Marines will go out of their way and drop everything they're doing to go and eliminate Chaos Marines, Space Marines. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like an absolute vendetta.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Blood Angels are one of them.
His chapter, however, is fairly young. It was nowhere near the Horus Heresy. So, of course, they don't have quite as Neil or shady of history, but they don't tend to get along with the other Space Marines. Because
the other ones think of them as upstarts.
I think of them noobs, upstarts.
The
in addition, their recruiting style does not jive with most Space Marines. His group recruits from prison planets. No one recruits from prison planets because they're on a prison planet for a reason.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Well, a farmer usually doesn't make a good soldier, but I'm working on that.
As you kind of escort away, you know, a lot of the Space Marines are kind of nodding at you, and a lot of them are just kind of looking at you like, who the fuck?
Arlen Jenkins. Or
they're kind of like, nice.
It's like he's big, and a Space Marine's like, he's big.
for a non-genetically engineered human.
Yeah, big. Alright, so you're basically, they're going down, alright, now you've been through this procedure before. They kind of shave a portion of your head where it's going to be going.
The same portion.
Put on the mask.
I'll be pretty again later.
Now, just so... Let the pleasure servitor smooth you. Hello. I'm sure you are used to this, but should you have any psychological issues, you may present them now.
Fine. Thank you.
Are you feeling calm?
Turn around.
Do you have enough food too?
For those of you who are listening who can't understand why we're laughing our asses off, Andre's giving like the greatest great white shark smile we have ever seen in our lives. With
the wide eyed, like blank.
Yeah, completely deadpan eyes. It's hilarious to see.
Here, let me administer some happy drugs.
Okay.
Yeah, the
there's a happy drug.
The calming pleasure servitor is quite creepy.
Alright, you're talking with probably one of the older psychers, as he himself is completely bald, and you'll notice that basically the back half of his head is metal from the number of augmentations he has, and he of course has several relics and whatnot. That to you got like weird wiggy Gandalf staff type of thing.
Mm. Well, it's a techno staff.
I want to ask about your sword while we're here, assuming you don't think it will be confiscated.
I wouldn't talk about it.
Fair enough.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure I have it secured somewhere since I don't want anybody else to touch it.
Sure.
It was gifted to her by the saints.
Theodosis.
So. Yeah,
Theodosis. But I mean, I'm just curious if there's more information that we would want to know about it. Yes. We had some questions while you happen to be here.
Relating to the orc.
Yes, Crazy Cobb was found digging near the middle of Hanover.
And you find that disturbing.
Yes, that's not normal orc behavior. We suspect, as a psyker, that he may be looking for something with psychic relevance.
That is feasible, as we have felt tremendous psychic power. I'm sure if you speak with your superiors, they may give you leave to go investigate it.
You have no personal information or information suspicions within
there
your group.
There was a great power
may...
at Hanover. And now the great power's gone. Missing. With no trace. It is disturbing. But with the present threat at our doorstep, we haven't been able to look much farther into it.
Would they have any knowledge or suspicions about the creepy radio voice, or is interfering with radio transmissions a normal psychic ability, or
it can be?
Okay.
And when you mention disturbances over the radio, he goes, I've encountered none.
It's always the same voice. It speaks in a very gravelly, low, almost oozing kind of monotone.
I believe you may be traumatized.
Our whole team has heard it on multiple occasions. And as have others. And then
I
not
believe
on our team.
You are traumatized.
Yes, sir, I'll take that under advisement.
In other words, he's telling you,
no Itachi.
We don't talk about this.
Yes.
Becca, you of course finally out of the surgery. It went well.
That's good.
Let me aid you to your transport of your friend. Her three arms go out to help you walk. It's like just sewn on other arms from completely different people.
It's like Ganesh, or not Ganesh, what's her name? Kali, helping you walk.
And now that you get a good look at the servitor, she doesn't even have legs, she has wheels.
But those hands, got a lot of them.
Mm. Are they feeling you up? Is it a problem? Right.
Not yet.
The drugs in her system, she doesn't care.
She's only got this nice shaved part back here.
Are we wheelchairing, I imagine, on this one?
Basically.
All right, let's do this.
I'm going to want to talk to... I'll talk to Apollo to get specifics about where you saw that that marine and all that.
Down in the Underhive. At the Emperor's mug.
You're so pretty.
Okay.
We leveled the building, unfortunately.
I'm not there, so...
Mm. That's fine.
I'm with him.
And I want to know, where did he go after you saw him?
Did he disappear? He walked into the shadows and disappeared.
Alrighty.
Literally.
And I don't think we'll get anything out of Skippy's severed head there, so...
Oi! You! Nah! You're fat!
Well, at least I have legs.
I'll bite your legs off!
Really? How are you going to get over here for that?
Put me down.
You gonna roll?
Crawl with his lips?
You realize if we put you down, we'll just pee on you.
Or...
Yeah, that sounds like a much less stern and confident boy than the last ones.
Alright. You guys get to meet back up. After a little while, freshly shaved. He looks
drunk,
more resolute.
Drunk out of her mind. Mm-hmm. Me looking probably worried when I hear the thing, your mission is to find the other three space marines and destroy the enemy, and I'm going, oh, enemy that they have trouble with. Oh, dear.
And the plus is they haven't asked for your rocket launcher back.
Yeah, thank God. I'm keeping this thing until they demand it back. And it might just go missing if they ask for it back. You have space for this, right?
Lost in the field.
Field of combat.
Alright, well.
Along with that Punisher.
You guys have two directions.
Sadly, no.
They took the Punisher.
We could hide it.
Where?
Yeah, I don't think so.
There's a limit on what you can hide.
Is that a tank in your pocket, or are you just happy to see it?
I'm happy. Very happy.
Extremely happy.
You've really never seen happy. This happy before.
Disturbingly, violently happy.
Alright.
Well, you four are on your own team now. They haven't given you your six other recruits yet, so...
It's like, ballistically happy.
So, you mean penetrating in a harsh and painful way?
Yes.
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 Oh. You're really happy.
As we noted before, previously. So, so yes, you said we have two choices. 30. Our choices are to...
Or you can stay here.
Out the,
or you guys can stay here and try and see if you can't find anything here in the city.
Our orders
the great enemy to stay and cobber the plot.
I'm afraid those are your orders, not my orders.
So the psychers had no information about where this great power has completely disappeared.
It left their sensors, basically.
I wonder if
do they have others looking for it?
It would make sense that it would make sense that
we saw someone is directing the Chaos Sorcerer teleport.
Someone is directing the orcs, and there are
the big crazy man.
three space marines have gone missing on the planet, and Apollo has gave me word about a Chaos Marine that he spotted. So, I know official word is Chaos is not here, but unofficial word is Chaos is here.
It's absolutely here. It's all up in our area.
I need to find those three marines.
Now, the thing
and
is,
out this chaos, these Chaos Marines.
Since I said basically what the benefits for each person going out, the orcs are more disorganized, and the vehicles are working terribly well, those came into effect, but reestablishing long-range communication was the only one that didn't actually successfully happen.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys are still on short-range communication, so they can't contact anyone else to see if it's on their sensors.
Mm. Well, if the great psychic presence has disappeared and Cobb has gone underground, it is possible that we could still retake Hanover.
We need to clean out Hive 13 first, though, don't we, sir?
Well, were we ordered to clean out Hive 13?
We were ordered to stay put. Someone high up decided they didn't want you going anywhere.
Apparently, sir, we're not expendable anymore. Or as expendable as we were, I guess I should say.
Either that or we're too dangerous. To some agenda.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
What if those orders were delivered in a gravelly?
They are to go nowhere.
Of course, sir! Let me pass that down.
The Space Marine, the Chaos Marine, was spotted in Underhive by Apollo.
That's here on Hive 13?
I don't know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Basically, well, what it is there are tiers of society. They're kind of like Underhive, which is so where all the poor wretches are. Low Hive.
If you want to get technical about it, you wouldn't be leaving Hive 13.
Yeah,
you would be staying put.
You'd just
be going lower.
Mm-hmm. That wouldn't be.
We don't have
obeying orders, sir.
I don't have much to go on that was down there. All I know is this Chaos Marine was speaking to whatever his name is.
Gut-Wrencher.
And disappeared by stepping into the shadows, and then Apollo...
Well, there is an awful lot of shadows down in an Underhive, believe me.
But
they're very handy.
Yeah.
I've never been to the Underhive. I've never been to a hive before. This is the first time I've ever been to a hive.
There's millions.
Brace yourself.
There's a lot of people.
Giant, unwashed masses of humanity. It smells really quite terrible, and you're always stepping in something that you don't want to think about.
How is that different than how we've been going for the last 6 weeks, sir?
Mostly we've been above ground.
More claustrophobic.
Yeah.
I'm not claustrophobic. I've never had a problem.
He says this now.
I'm not claustrophobic.
Like, I came from a high world. I'm just telling you, it's kind of a shithole.
I came from a prison. This is open space for me.
Yeah. Wide open spaces.
All right, I won't be
in my element because I'm used to being on a farm.
But I'm sure it'd be a reasonable perversion of our orders to investigate this further.
I need to find these Marines. And
is Apollo?
It's not a good
coming with us. I mean, are we still technically under his command?
You are now completely separate from his command.
Autonomous. Okay.
You have a friend who has, who knows probably just about as much as you guys, but he is under different orders than you guys.
They've conscripted him to go to the front.
Do you want this back? Essentially.
Yeah. Sergeant Apollo and all of his guys you guys have found, he's on the front line of the push. In front of the tanks, front line of the push.
Operation Get Behind the Mobile Infantry?
Kind of, except the tanks are equipped with flamethrowers.
Yeah, that's bad.
Oh, no. You haven't seen the Hellfire tanks. They throw napalm. So what it does is that they throw it in an arc like this. It goes over the top of the troops.
You've been spending, like, all of your time studying tank manuals?
The tanks are very, very
really
interesting.
Look like, okay.
And on top of that, there's the Basilisk, which is a 250-millimeter bore high-range artillery that uses shells to create death lasers.
It's a big fucking gun.
Yeah.
Nobody asked you.
You should probably
consider learning how to drive one. This may come up in the future.
Second Lieutenant.
Odysseus?
Odysseus?
Oh, the dude.
Second Lieutenant.
Like Jameson.
Second Lieutenant Jameson was very helpful and lessons while I was driving the Lehman Russ back.
He was great, except he couldn't hit the brake very well.
Well, quite frankly, it would be a skill for you to pick up. However, you also seem quite well suited to manning the gunnery. So, I guess anybody who's capable of driving a tank is appreciated because we seem to be running into them more often. But in any case, I think it's not unreasonable for us to investigate the Underhive.
Well, you're the one.
Am I in a different? I'm from a different world.
No, you're from this world. You're from Hive 11.
Oh, okay.
This is Hive 13.
Okay, fair enough.
You were raised in St. Louis. This is Kansas City. Not too far, but jump
right. Fewer tides. All right. So, no arch.
Less murder in the street. All
right. You guys. Now, here's the question: are you guys going in IG equipment or not?
I was not intending to.
Because we were going into gang territory.
Yeah. I'm wearing mesh armor, so that's actually relatively concealable.
Well, considering I don't have carapace armor, I mean, I have flak armor and a steel pot.
the black armor.
I haven't gotten Karadath's armor, so it's like,
well,
okay.
Would it be possible to requisition some armor that's a little bit less conspicuous? Because I'm sorry, I stand out like a sore thumb. And
the IG don't issue anything that they're not proud of displaying their IG-ness on.
Can we acquire something equivalent to a couple of long coats?
Brown coats! We're going to go in brown coats!
Give me 20 minutes.
That's a persuasion check. Basically just asking
for... Screw that, I'm going to go take 4 long coats from people. I do have Streetwise.
I should do investigation.
Would that help at all?
Or notice.
Streetwise would basically get you to a person who'd be happy to sell it to you. Unfortunately, you guys don't have a lot of money.
I got a 7.
7? Oh, sure, here's some long coats. Nice, lovely lady.
Take off my helmet. Thank you.
Damn.
How long does that take to wash in the morning?
6 hours, 400 brushes straight.
Basically, what it would do.
Great.
That's as high as I can count.
It covers all your body and provides one armor. If you're wearing your flak armor, it does not stack. You would take the better of the two.
Reveal that you're actually Zignor.
But it hides the flak.
But it will hide the flak.
Yeah, it hides the flak. Basically, you guys look like fucking linebackers.
You still look bulky. I look like a fucking linebacker anyway, yeah, so
you're fine.
I should probably not wear my flak armor.
So it's like,
basically, it's up to you.
Basically, Becca, imagine wearing like football gear. You put a coat over it, but you still kind of look...
A really big coat.
You still kind of look like you're like this. Hi. How are you?
You need all the armor you can get.
I know. That's what I was thinking.
Oh, I'm wearing mesh armor.
You know, I'll just stand at the back.
Oh, okay.
So you're actually...
I thought...
I don't know.
I'm wearing... It says mesh armor, protection 4.
Well, maybe when you bought it at the beginning.
That would be why your armor is better than mine.
Oh. Well, then... Well...
One of the reasons why your armor is better than mine.
Crap. I was going to say, well, I could switch armor with her because no one's going to really notice the flak armor.
Is it possible to request a suit of mesh armor? Probably not.
But if you guys can get some money, you guys could actually ask for your like stipend, mm-hmm. which would give you creds, which mm-hmm. you could spend in the Underhive. Mm-hmm. They might have it from certain sources.
Mm-hmm. Well, actually, that's a good idea. I will actually go see if I can, since I got promoted to a full-time soldier, I should have, a minor commission.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Well, I got a 9 on my streetwise to know if we can find... vendor of some kind to help us.
As a sergeant, you are issued a stipend of 3,000.
Okay.
As a corporal, you're issued a stipend of 2,000.
I get 500.
You get 500.
The Space Marines are like, you need how much money? What? You're buying stuff? Why do you need to buy stuff?
I wasn't planning on buying anything. I was going to requisite.
What happened to your carapace armor?
Requisite. I never got any, sir.
We need to rectify that. Get him some carapace armor.
Yes, much more concealable, thank you. it's like we all show up in long coats looking like Underhive scum, and you show up in fucking carapace armor. It's like, that's exactly the opposite direction.
All right, Ethan,
so wish you were under my command so I could discipline you and fire you and do whatever else armor? I
can
do.
Honey, you can discipline me anytime.
Carapace is...
rearrange your organs in alphabetical order.
They already are.
They already are.
That's true. It's fine. I will dedupe your organs.
Really wouldn't do anything. They
carapace armor
move around on their own.
Provides a total of +6 armor value, full body, including
hands. Yeah.
However, it has the side effect of pace of -2.
It's a good thing I'm fleet-footed.
That's why they're fleet-footed.
And but it weighs 30 pounds.
It's not powered armor. It's
basically it's the step below that where it's basically ceramic plate.
There's no internal there's no special boost to counteract any of it. It's just fucking heavy.
Yep. All right. They give that to their scouts specifically so they train. Mm.
Because most scouts, if they survive long enough, are promoted up to full
Space Marines.
And if they're capable enough to handle being in that armor, they're going to be really strong when they're given power armor.
Yeah,
that's right.
And if they can survive their stint as a Space Marine, they will be promoted to Terminators, which has the heavy powered armor, which is scary stuff. Because that's the stuff where like they can use like dual power fists and like heavy mounted weapon mounts on the armor.
It's 945.
So. I guess we're all capable of acquiring... Can I go talk to Lieutenant Jameson?
Yeah, sure. You kind of see it. He's actually been moved to his family's estate, but you can basically get into contact with him, like, phone call-wise.
You go, sure.
Second Lieutenant Jameson.
Sir, this is Sergeant Pete. I don't know the last name. Sergeant Pierre.
Congratulations on the promotion.
Thank you, sir. Hope to find you well. Of a sort.
Well, I'm
recuperating.
I'm minus a few organs, up a couple mechanical parts, but yes, I'm doing fine. Thank you for your concern.
I was wondering if it would be possible to ask for a favor.
Sure.
We need to undertake a slightly unusual mission to the Underhive, and I was wondering if it would be possible to purchase through you or one of your contacts a suit of mesh armor. Seeing as how the guard does not normally procure such things, perhaps someone in the nobility would have more options. Will do.
Couple hours later. I've managed to get some mesh armor. What is the size of the wearer?
It's like 36, 24, 30... Well, I don't know.
What, is she 5'3"?
No. No.
I even have stats. 10.
Yeah, here.
Well, she's a 10.
La 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 la.
Yeah.
When you get it, it definitely looks. You see this kind of like heraldic symbol that's, you know, they kind of is fairly small. It looks like it used to have a bigger one, but they put a smaller one there.
That's awesome.
Basically, it looks like a eagle breathing fire.
So this is.
Who's that?
Just the house that it comes from.
Mm-hmm.
I can spend a D4 on the tip
mesh.
A little bit.
Highly appreciated, sir. This will mesh come plus in four, very handy. Yeah, it's four.
Protection,
full body minus head.
Yeah, full body minus head, weight 18. Definitely useful armor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's more like Kevlar. It's a lot more concealable than our football padding.
Our flak armor.
Yeah.
So it's more like this.
You may not be strong enough to like be very maneuverable in it, but
it's 3 pounds heavier than the flak armor.
But like I said, it's going to give you more protection, less noticeable.
Basically, give him 200 credits.
Done.
Because that's what he has to use to get it.
I'm assuming 3 pounds won't affect me too terribly much. But
no, not really. As long as you're not wearing both your flak armor and your mesh.
No.
At which point, that's funny.
Man, I'm hot. Could someone get a fan?
Okay, I think the best line for it would be, I can't put my arms down!
Yeah.
Alright.
Okay.
And you guys descend into the Underhive.
And we're all wearing relatively concealed stuff, except for him, for some godforsaken reason, is walking around in fucking carapace armor.
And his bright orange shoulder pads.
Is that my coat?
Oh, he looks so happy.
I would have swapped out the last gun rifle. probably holster that in a way that it's a little bit less assuming, and probably hit the las pistol. So that
you can get a las pistol. That's nothing to worry about.
Yeah, so, I think we all had las pistols to begin with anyway.
Everyone did but me. Mm. I'm the only one that didn't have a las pistol. Mm.
As you guys decide, literally descend into the Underhive.
Is it worth swapping out for shotguns?
That might be worth having. A scatter gun in close range.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the money. Well, you've got the money.
I'm willing to throw in some of it to help kit out my group if we don't all explode.
Well, I have 500 credits, so if we can find one for a respectable price, I can purchase one for myself.
Yeah, that's a rocket launcher, that's a psychic cannon, that's a throwing star.
I want some shuriken. It'll be fun. It's like, it's not an orc. Sweet.
it's like, blah, 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 enough talk. Great shot. I know. I don't even know how to throw.
All right, so let's see. The four types of shotguns are double barrel, sawed off, pump action, and auto.
One of each. preference?
The double barrel is benefits. 350. The sawn off is 300, the pump action is 500, and the auto shotgun is 750.
Well, a pump action will give us the most amount of shots, but the thing is a sawed off shotgun will give us the best concealability.
Mm.
Because it's going to be a shorter barrel and a shorter stock. Unfortunately, I'm pretty sure the accuracy on a sawed-off is going to be worse than a standard.
It's not accuracy, it's range.
Yeah, it's range. There's no way to adjust the choke. It's just it's all go.
It vomits death.
Yes. Short range death.
Yeah. It's like, man, the orcs are coming. Oi! Yeah.
It's like, blow a man out of his boots at 5 paces and 20 paces.
Just piss him off.
All right. I think we can all spring for a pump action.
Okay.
For myself.
Pump action. Here, go ahead and write down the stats. Mm. Is 15, 30, 60.
It's the same as our last goat.
Its rate of fire is 1. It has 8 shots before needing to reload.
Mm-hmm.
In short range, it does 3d6. At medium range, it does 2d6. At long range, it does 1d6. It weighs 16 pounds.
Damn, it's heavy.
That is 8 shells and the gun itself.
Yeah, that's still heavy because a normal shotgun weighs like maybe.
This gun is also reinforced to beat the snot out of people.
So is a real shotgun. A real 12-gauge shotgun weighs about 6 pounds loaded.
Beat an orc in the face.
18, you said?
16 pounds.
16. Okay. That's heavier with my rifle.
Yeah.
Any special notes?
Nope.
Okay.
It's considered basic.
Right. And it was 350?
500 credits for a pump action.
500.
For a pump action.
Right. Okay. Is there anything else that we feel the acute lack of? Anyone? All right.
While you are shopping...
I have a much better rifle than my last gun.
While you're shopping, let me go ahead and...
There's a... I mean, you could switch out for a rifle like mine.
I'm afraid that I would not be as accurate with a rifle like that.
Well, it's regardless of whether you're as accurate or not, you still get the benefit of higher damage and some armor penetration.
We need to go to
you'd have store. You'd have to gain the you'd have to worry about tracking shells instead of just plugging it in when you're done.
Yeah.
So as you guys,
I'm just tired of blinding things rather than injuring them.
I'm listening.
Mm-hmm. All right.
As you guys literally descend down the spire,
you get a long ways, a long last.
What's a long last?
It's a 2d8.
The sun disappears.
But it's a...
there is no light down here other than artificial lights.
It's a long rifle.
And in between each street light, there's literally about 5 to 10 feet of darkness.
Demolition Man.
And as you guys are walking, sometimes you see people go from one...
So it's essentially the same thing as a last.
One light source and not make it to the
probably
second.
Probably more range.
Yeah, 20, 40, 80.
People are bustling here. Crowded, how angry, and at the same time,
80?
Or no, I mean, how much?
Quite obviously armed.
Shots? 40.
Yes. 40. Okay.
Many of the people walk openly.
It's got
pistols, knives, shotguns, blades, obviously using their actual weaponry to basically tell other people to
fuck off,
slag off.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone down here is carrying the heavy grime.
Yeah, long rifle would be nice.
Working in either slag pits, chemical washes. Or other areas where the fatality
is
basically assured by the second
year. No armor penetration.
So it may be worth considering for you.
Yes, I'm not worried. You guys leave the White Spire and enter the Underhive.
I'd like to do a little bit more damage and maybe get a little bit higher range.
Do we leave the Meltabong behind? Because I still have.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we did.
Yeah,
we still have 2 left.
I might be crazy, but
no, I mean we carrying that around.
Yeah, we still have 2, but we did not bring them with us.
Yeah, I've got them on my sheet.
Tick. I'm going to mainly rely on my blades here, probably, and my wit.
By your wit, you mean head explodey.
We'll take your head explodey wit. I think I'm going to try to get one of those long rifles. Long rifle.
At the end of the...
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
We also may be able to pick up some scatter ammunition for the shotguns
while we're here.
Yeah, I mean, it basically adds 2d6 short range, 1d6 at medium range.
Yeah. We're going to be the misfits of the Imperial Guard.
Fuck them.
Yeah. It was better they made you as the sergeant than, like, say, me, because my guy's a coward and he would probably freeze in the first combat that he's attempting to lead people. So how do we do on experience and stuff?
Are we done for the session?
Yeah,
okay.
The session.
I mean, are you?
It's like 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And that's usually when we stop.
Yeah, I was just going to get you guys to the bar and then go.
Oh, get us to the bar, yeah. Because I'm seeing, like, firefly in my head right now.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, it's... You guys, as I said, you guys see the masses, and occasionally people disappear in between the streetlights.
Mm-hmm.
That's how wonderfully safe it is down here.
Is my blade
most
slow?
Most people, you know, they kind of look at you guys, and they don't seem to be too intimidated. They form a small circle around the carapace armor as he's going...
And since we're walking near him, everybody else is going.
Mm. Yeah, you can hear people. You can kind of hear the whispers of anywhere ranging from "What the hell? Who the hell is that guy?" to some people respond, "Oh, it's obviously a game member." And goes, "Moron, that's a space marine."
He likes you.
And I'll glare at people too.
They can't see you glaring. You've got a fucking helmet on.
Helmet. So the visor turns to them. Some of the smaller people, obviously the workers, kind of do the... Well, some of the more heavily tattooed people just kind of do the...
Like, yeah, I...
And you, it's like the visor goes up about halfway and goes...
Yeah.
And he accidentally walks past the tranny prostitute section.
Hey. Give me 3 minutes.
2 minutes.
That's it?
Wow. That's great.
Hey, okay. 2 minutes in heaven is better than 1 minute in heaven.
I'd like some more. Oh, I bet you would be.
I'm not surprised.
But I am quite stupid.
Alright. You guys are kind of heading towards that section of town, and you'll notice that the human parts actually kind of start slowly straining out. As obviously this is kind of getting to a side of town where even the underhivers stay away from. And as you guys are getting closer and closer, you can hear sporadic gunfire from various parts of the area.
Oh yeah.
As you guys, then you get to a point where it's literally you guys in this empty husk of an area.
Do we know where we're going?
Oh yeah, you guys know where you're going.
Okay, I'll check the last pistol.
You check the last pistol, and you guys know that you're getting close when you actually start seeing orc bodies in the streets.
Going, oi, they're over here! Oi, oi, get over here!
Stomp a couple teeth out.
And eventually you guys get to basically this kind of burned out ruin where you think there used to be a bar. It looks like it was obviously someone took rockets and grenades to the thing. You guys are now standing outside the ruined husk.
Sorry. She stood up on her little back legs to be petted.
What do you guys do?
I go inside.
Look around.
Alright.
Yeah, I mean, look for obvious ambushes.
Yeah.
Looking around.
And you have
like
one.
Yes, 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 and yes. However, that's the best we can do.
You walk inside, and you can see the huge footprints where the mega armor knob was, and you can see the ruins. You can see basically the body left, and it is armored about just as well as these things are, and there seems to be bits of an orc still left inside it that occasionally twitch a little. But looking around, go ahead and give me a common knowledge check.
All of us?
Just him. He's a space marine. It's a space marine stuff.
Nine.
You're kind of looking around, thinking about it, and kind of going, well, black armor. You remember seeing pictures of it? That's a group known as, you think, because you got a nine, right?
Mm-hmm.
You think, you recall, that's the Black Legion. That's Horus's chapter.
Mm-hmm.
The one that was then the went to Abaddon to the Spoiler.
Mm-hmm.
Basically the person who's nearly crushed the Imperium 13 times and then gets bored when he gets to almost destroying the thing and leaves.
Sounds fun. Yay.
But, you know, you kind of look at the shadow area where you think that he probably would have gone. You're like, thinking of all your space marine tactics, because that's basically where you're bringing it from, that's where you go, and that's where some of the heaviest shadows cling.
Take a deep breath, and I'll go over and investigate that.
Let's see what's in there.
Do you want some light?
That would be helpful.
What's over there?
All right.
No, I just want to cast light on something that's over there that I can cast light on. I can just cast light on you.
Yeah, that's right. You're good. Now it's a shining beacon of
goodness.
Space marine.
Target me. Here's my head.
You can see that's a cleverly concealed, basically secret passageway that's still left partially open.
As we descend down the staircase...
He's leaving without us again.
We better follow him.
Well, I mean, obviously, there's a... if I find a door, I will go through it and go on down.
Spiraling down the staircase, you can see where the scuffs of someone in powered armor goes. Following down, 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 further away from the lightless world. When finally you hit kind of what you think
into is... the grim, dark, grim door.
These are old, old passageways. And you kind of look side to side, and it sprawls out like a spider web of tunnels. Almost maddening twists and turns. And you can see these kind of mutated husks of people. Some mewling, some in the state of dying.
So are we, we're all going down there?
Yeah.
All right, I'll start.
Without us, we should probably...
Yeah, I'll start.
Yeah, we should put these people out of their misery. Mm-hmm.
A group of about 20 people spontaneously mutated. Some people didn't survive. Some are in varying states of dying, and one of them seems to have basically developed acid vomit. As he's kind of puking on other ones.
Isn't this like the effect of the warp? How did it get here? Underground. This far from the warp storm.
I'll look around see if there's any evidence of the guy who's come through here before. Whether or not the guy's come through.
Okay, give me tracking roll.
Yay, I took tracking.
No. I get a 3. 3? Honestly, you know, you begin kind of investigating, kind of looking for tracks, and basically the mutants kind of just begin crawling on your legs and whatnot and go...
I do have a combat knife.
Yeah. You shake hippopotamus basically everyone, but, you know, that...
Putting
them
out of the misery, yes.
It kind of bleeds all over the tracks. You basically lose them.
Damn it.
But if these things stretch underneath all of the city, he could get anywhere.
He could be anywhere at this point. Fuck. This is a problem. This is bad.
Frel.
And judging by that some of these people are still alive and looks fairly recent that they've been here, he might have been the thing that mutated them. Just his very presence or his power that he used or something like that.
His very presence can cause the effects of the warp to happen to other people?
Depends on what he does, but yeah.
Sounds like a very dangerous situation to be putting ourselves in.
But it sounds to me, and I'll tell these guys about the whole Horus thing. And how what I think this guy is as far as Chaos Marine and
a sorcerer.
I remember the bedtime stories.
Yeah, a fallen librarian.
Yeah,
I remember the bedtime stories. I used to be told them before going to sleep.
Well, this is no bedtime story anymore.
Beckett, you can go ahead.
One of these guys is here. Is bad news.
I don't know. No, that wouldn't really work. Okay.
I agree. My sweetheart.
And he can get anywhere in the city from these tunnels.
Quickly, I might add.
Yeah.
Well, that would explain how they were able to get the troops around the orcs and stuff around the city so quickly if they're using hidden ancient tunnels.
These tunnels that the gangs might know about?
We're in these tunnels right now.
Well, yeah, but I mean...
The gangs might know about it, yeah. I mean, it wouldn't hurt to go ask.
The ones that follow press gangs or others in the area.
Others in the area.
I'm not entirely certain that the rest of the gangs in the area would look upon us favorably, considering other gangs just got shanghaied.
No, not necessarily. I'm just curious. If they did, then If they did know about them, they suddenly stopped using them mm-hmm. because all of their members who went in them started dying, then that would probably be some useful information, yeah, at least to establish a timeline. Would I know anything about something equivalent to like a local thieves guild or anything?
Yeah. You were thinking that the gangs of Underhive are far too organized.
Hmm. These are
imagine petty gangs, right?
Have you seen the movie The Warriors? Okay. The gangs and that pretty much there's a loose affiliation that they know of each other, but not very well, spread out over. You
and
know,
usually they just
and they don't work well with each
the
other.
The only real contact they have with each other is turf war.
Yeah, usually when they beat the shit out of each other for space.
Okay, so I guess we.
It can also go both ways. This guy could be press ganging people too, but not asking.
Yeah, wow. could we
in his own special way.
We could pick
when
one.
We get
that
operates... When I got press ganged, I was not asked to join the Imperial Guard. I was told.
Yeah, that was the polite way. Chaos doesn't ask politely.
Well,
this is as polite as they get.
I guess we could say is the gangs that Apollo recruited were from this area.
Mm-hmm. This is his fight. All the dead orcs upstairs mm-hmm. is his handiwork. So right. you can best the gangs. That's right.
Best guess.
Mm-hmm. You can guess that the gangs probably at least knew something about this.
Okay. Well, then I think we need to find out about that from those gangs, if possible, especially now that they're both in the army and we outrank, at least some of us outrank them.
All of you outrank them. They're conscripts. All
right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I actually outranked someone.
And
good feeling.
I would like to... On a personal note, to see if I can pick up something like night vision goggles. I'm not seeing them in the.
Yeah, I'll find those. Since you guys have now been to the tunnels, this is where we're calling it. All
right, fair enough. All
right, sounds good.
How much experience?
What do you do for fun?
Me? Oh, I play games.
Oh, I like games.
Whoa, no, I mean tabletop game. You know, with dice and stuff. You know, like D&D.
Measure!
Was it something I said?
Sir, I think you should leave.
Psst. Hey, buddy. Don't worry. You'll find a Gamer's Haven around the corner.
The Gamer's Haven Podcast at gamershavenpodcast.com.
You've been listening to the Gamer's Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.
That's not canon.